And I'm Leigh Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Well, that was yesterday. Hard to believe we are already in the month of May. March and April, one giant blur with all the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus nonsense taking place around us. Hopefully we're starting to get on the backside of that. May is upon us. First week of May, and that means only one thing. It is time for Cigar Dave, Cinco de Mayo, tequila and tequila libation tasting maneuvers, as today we have a giant assortment of various tequilas that we will sample. We've also got some mezcals, which are also indigenous to Mexico. At last count, I think we're looking at about 19 or 20 different tequilas, mezcals, plus we've got a whole host of various tequila-related libations as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And I should say that there are no illegal Mexican aliens that are being used in the production of today's Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers of tequila, and no members of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. They are foreboding. They are off limits. As always, it is your global five-star general alpha male in chief extending to you a long ash snappy salute. Semper delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Keep America great. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw President Xi Jinping of China and the Chinese Communist Party, enemies of America and enemies of the world. You know exactly my feelings on that. In the week ahead, I will have more. In fact, maybe I'll do a special podcast because I've got a lot to unload on the Chinese. I am fed up with them. I am sick of them. I have had it with them. They are the true enemies of the world. They must be eradicated. But something that won't be eradicated is our love of libation sampling. And it is my pleasure to welcome to our Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show, our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave Cavanis. Sommelier Dave, greetings, long ashes.
Thank you, General, and long social distancing ashes to you. It's going to be a great day today because we're going to clear out a lot of crap with these great tequilas and mezcals.
Yes, we are 6 feet away, social distancing. However, I will tell you that all enemies of pleasure, I'm socially distancing them and the dumbass Dems approximately 30 miles, just to be on the safe side. Let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. That is the 5th of May, translated from Spanish or from English, so from Spanish to English. The annual celebration that is held on May 5th, it will take place on Tuesday. Just like St. Patrick's Day, you do not have to be Mexican to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You do not have to be an illegal Mexican alien to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Just like St. Patrick's Day, it's really an opportunity to have a great party. Now, there is a little misconception about Cinco de Mayo. Everybody thinks it is Mexican Independence Day. If you are a longtime listener to the Cigar Dave Show, you know that is not true. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza. You like how I said that? Can't say Zaragoza.
Love it.
Zaragoza. You have to have that oomph in there. The victory of the smaller Mexican force against a much larger French army was a boost to morale for the Mexican people. And a year after the battle, a larger, unfortunately, French force defeated the Mexican army at the Second Battle of Puebla, and Mexico City soon fell to the French invaders. So while they celebrate the win on May 5th, 1862, a year later, it's amazing. They have no celebration to commemorate that.
You win one, you lose one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but remember, you want to not only win the battles, but you really got to win the war, ultimately. So in the United States, Cinco de Mayo has become a day celebrated with tequila, Mexican food, just a day to celebrate and have a good time. And I think that with what has gone on with the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus that has gripped this nation, with the quarantine, the home lockdowns, businesses closed, people are ready to ignite. Now, I did see in Chicago they had about 1,000 people that got together very close for a party. That is beyond stupid. Again, all Democrats, Chicago. There's just no other explanation for it. Stupid, stupid, stupid. We will reopen the country, but we need to use common sense. All right? But the problem is many Americans do not have common sense. The good news, all the alphas that listen to us, they have common sense. All right. So Cinco de Mayo, as we know, celebrating the Mexican victory under General Ignacio Zaragoza in the Battle of Puebla. May 5th, 1862. Now, what do we do for celebrating Cinco de Mayo in the United States today? Well, the first thing you think of is tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. And there is a misconception about tequila. So, Marty, Dave, we have spoken about this frequently. People think, oh, I'm going to drink tequila and I'm going to get sick. I'm going to just have a terrible hangover. I'm going to be just puking my guts out for the next 3 days. The reason that happens is not because of the tequila. It's when people are on a beach and they're drinking a margarita, that, you know, these giant margaritas. We're not talking about a one-shot drink. You're out in the sun. It's hot. You're dehydrated. And people drink it like it's water, like it's candy, because it is sweet. So consequently, many of those tequilas have three shots. They have people have drink three, four of those. Well, what's going to happen when you have all that liquor? You're going to get sick. Tequila, good tequila, is like scotch or bourbon. Put it in a snifter. You can really enjoy the nuances. It is a wonderful spirit. And like all spirits, Sommelier Dave, whether it comes from barley or corn, or in the case of tequila, it uses agave, which is like a cactus plant.
Yes, there's many agaves. Tequila is out of the Jalisco area, and it is Blue Weber agave. So the mezcals that we do are going to be other different agaves. There's, you know, maybe 100 different agaves, but for what we're going to talk about in tequila, we'll all be Blue agave. Weber agave.
Right. So when we talk about the tequilas and we're talking about agave, no different process. It's fermenting, converting the sugars into alcohol. So let's talk about tequila, what it is. We already know that it comes from the blue agave. It looks like a
cactus. You're right, yeah.
Yeah. And, in fact, doesn't aloe come from something
similar?
Yes,
it's in that family of plants.
Right.
And what they do is they have staves that they cut off the ends of it, and then they take the big bulb, and then they take it and crush it and cook them, whether it's in an oven or you can bury it and cook them, and then it gets the starches and all the sugars starting to work, and then they start to distill it, and they can use either natural yeast, wild yeast, or proprietary yeast, and then they just do the old alcohol conversion.
And tequila is named after the city of Tequila, which is 40 miles northwest of Guadalajara in the Jaliscan Highlands, Los Altos de Jalisco, in the central western Mexican state of Jalisco. And tequila, when we talk about it, first of all, there are some various laws, just like there is with bourbon.
Sure.
So Mexican laws state that tequila may only be produced in the state of Jalisco and limited municipalities within that region. It is recognized as a Mexican designation of origin product more than 40 countries. It is protected through, it was NAFTA, now the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian Trade Agreement. And it is, tequila has to be, or can be, between 35 and 55% alcohol content, 70 to 110 proof, but it must contain at least 40% alcohol or 80 proof to be sold in the United States.
You know, what's interesting, if you go back only a few years ago, you could not bottle tequila outside out of the area of Guadalajara and Jalisco and all that. So they have since relaxed that law to where you can take it into tankers, ship the tankers around the world or into the United States, and then actually bottle it outside of Mexico.
And that's how much of the tequila today is actually shipped to the United States.
Correct.
And bottled in the United States. But tequila first produced in the 16th century near the city of Tequila, a fermented beverage from the blue agave plant, consumed in pre-Columbian central Mexico before European content. When the Spanish conquistadors ran out of their own brandy, they began to distill agave to produce one of North America's first indigenous distilled spirits. So, Spanish conquistador, no brandy, you got to have alcohol.
Got to find some.
They found it in the blue agave plant. So when we talk about the agave, it actually looks, they put these giant agaves, piñas or pineapples is what
piñas,
it looks like.
Pineapples,
the
sure.
First step is they put it in a distillery oven. Giant, they put them in there, and that's the beginning of the process.
Yeah, they cook them so that the starches will come out. What's really interesting is how much tequila actually is consumed. It's the 10th largest spirit in the world, and 18.3 million cases, or 50% of global consumption, is done by the United States. That's a lot of tequila being consumed. And to your point, I think people got away from just drinking all these margaritas or cheap mixos.
Right.
If it's 51% blue agave, it can be legally called tequila. So if you're drinking something that weak as far as quality, yes, you're going to get a headache if you're not helping it with a little bit of water. I think people now are doing these añejos, reposados, these extra añejos. They're sipping them, and they're really enjoying it, like you said, a nice cognac, bourbon, single malt scotch.
And we'll get into the definition of those types of tequila. But until we started conducting extensive tequila tasting maneuvers here on the Cigar Dave Show, I did not have a tremendous appreciation for tequila.
No, not at all.
But once I learned the nuances and the differences between a Blanco, a Reposado, an Añejo, I now enjoy either an Añejo or Reposado in a snifter. I had a little several nights ago with a cigar.
Sure.
Just sipping, or you can put a nice block ice cube. It is very pleasant, and it is just as pleasant as enjoying a glass of cognac or a wonderful glass of single malt scotch or small batch bourbon.
Sure. If you look at it, most Blancos, Plata, or Silver, that's usually used in making margaritas or mixed drinks. The ones that you're talking about, the ones that I enjoy like you do, are the Reposados, the Rusted, or the Añejos, the Age, the ones that really have the quality from being in the oak barrel of bringing out some of those really nice flavors.
All right, so let's talk about the distillation of tequila. Give us a little rundown, Sommelier Dave, of we've got that blue agave plant. It looks like a pineapple. It is then cooked. Give us the process, the fermentation process, how it goes from that blue agave into the tequila that we are drinking.
So they'll take it, and they usually can do it in the old world way, where they'll put that piña in a pit and take a stone and crush the piña. Or they can just put it in a machine and shred it. And then they take all that product, put it either in autoclaves and cook them for 24, 36 hours, or they can bury them and cook them. Then they bring that out, and they do it just like everything else that is being distilled. They put them in tanks, add the water, add the yeast, and let it sit and do its magic and create the actual alcohol beverage.
Outstanding. Now, when we talk about tequila, various colors, and that is represented by three names. One is Blanco, which in Spanish, white.
White.
Then we have Reposado, and then we have Añejo. And the reason that the tequilas get various those names and the different colors goes from white to almost a caramel type of light brown. Not as dark as bourbons, but get very light caramel color is because of the aging process.
Correct.
So let's go through the different types of tequila and what the variations are and what specifically aging process, barrel, that type of thing.
You know, one thing should be noted, because we're talking about color, you can literally use caramel coloring in the final product to give it that eye appeal.
You can.
Yes. For tequila, it's legal. So when you look at something like a Cuervo, which is only 51% blue agave, and then the rest would be neutral grain spirits or whatever it is, to get the gold, all they do is add color caramel to the silver. So it hasn't been aged at all. It's just got a different color.
But you can't call that a Reposado or an Añejo.
No.
You can just change the color.
Correct.
And for most, here's a perfect example. When people are drinking libations
right.
using tequila,
right.
primarily they will use a Blanco, or they'll use something that has some grains, some neutral spirits in there,
right.
because you're not going, you don't want to use a Reposado or an aged Añejo in a margarita.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm sure people have, whether they knew what they were doing or not. I'm sure it happens, but you're right. Usually Blancos are used for margaritas or other mixed drinks. Reposado just literally means rested. It's aged a minimum of 2 months, but less than a year in oak barrels of any size. Añejo, which is either aged or vintage, is aged a minimum 1 year, but less than 3 years in small oak barrels. And then extra Añejo, which we have today, is aged a minimum of 3 years in oak barrels. This category was only established back in 2006. So it's relatively new compared to what the other tequilas gone back to the 1800s.
So when you think about it, the Blanco, which is, and there are many very good Blancos, that,
yeah.
but they only have to be aged in a minimum of 2 months, less than a year. So most of them are probably in that 2 months to 6 month area.
Yeah, because why are you going to lay something and put age on it when you're just mass producing it that's going to be used it with a mixer?
And actually, I made a mistake. Reposado is 2 months, but less than a year.
Right.
So Blanco is unaged, basically stored immediately after distillation,
yeah.
aged less than 2 months, stainless steel or neutral oak barrels. Most of them are stainless steel.
Yeah, you're not going to put any real true quality of utensil to it. There's a reason for it.
All right, let's start off. I'll tell you what. Let's start off with a Blanco before we get into everything else. And then the Reposado, minimum of 2 months, less than a year in an oak barrel. Añejo is aged minimum of 1 year, less than 3 years in small oak barrels. And obviously, more expensive tequilas are the Reposado, the Añejo, and the extra Añejo because it aged longer. So, Somani Dave, what do we have to start off? Let's talk about the Blanco. Again, this is going to be a white spirit, no major aging, less than 2 months, stainless steel or neutral oak. This is
Herradura.
The Herradura. Tell us about that.
So Herradura, which is in the Brown-Forman portfolio, goes all the way back to 1870. It's estate bottled, which means everything that is done in the production of it, the plants, the total distillation, bottling is controlled by Casa Herradura. They are using clay ovens to cook the agave, and they use a single volcanic rock, a tahona, to crush that agave. So you have a silver here. It's distinctive taste of sweet agave and subtle oak notes after resting. This one's rested 45 days in American white oak. So they're actually putting some quality to this as a Blanco.
Reminds me a little bit of White Lightning or a White Dog, which
yeah.
is basically an unaged bourbon.
Exactly.
Very similar. And on the notes on this, very neutral on the nose.
You can get some, wow,
a little sweetness.
I was just
a little bit
say
of
that.
The alcohol going
nice.
Down.
Yeah.
A little warmth. A little bit of zing. It's very pleasant. Now, yeah. Would this be something that I would want to sip on with a cigar? Not necessarily.
Probably not. When we get into their Reposado and Añejo, you'll see why.
All right, fantastic. So, again, on the Herradura, definitely neutral on the nose. Little bit of sweetness. Reminds me of that White Dog, which is an unaged bourbon, because you get a lot of that corn-type flavor. But in this case, you get the agave that you can really taste. So that is very nice. Next up, Sommelier Dave, by comparison, let's take a look. This is the Herradura. Is this the silver?
Nope, this is the Reposado.
This is the Reposado. So what do we start with? The silver or the
silver? You did the silver
first. We did
first.
The silver. Okay.
Right.
So we started with silver first. So we still have the Suprema we have to get to. And this
yeah,
is
we'll
the...
do that last in okay. the Herradura family.
Okay. Fantastic.
So one thing's interesting, I didn't realize this until I did some homework on the subject. Herradura actually created the Reposado line.
Really?
Yeah, until they started resting bottles or product, most people drank Blanco. 1974, they created it. This is aged 11 months, so this is really 1 month over what a normal Reposado would be, giving it a rich amber color with notes of cooked agave, vanilla, and butter.
Definitely getting a little bit of sweetness on the nose.
Boy, that was good. This extra barrel aging creates a smooth, sweet finish with a slight taste of spice.
Definite spice. Major spice and warmth on the palate. On the way
it's
down,
not
I
too
would say,
warm.
On the exclusive CDWF, the Cigar Day Warm Factor, this is definitely an 8.5 all the way.
I like this.
Yeah,
this,
a little sweetness. And you can definitely taste the difference compared to a Blanco, which
yes.
2 months, stainless steel. This, you can definitely get a little bit of the wood, not like a bourbon where you really get that wood sizzle, but very nice. I'm going to take another sip.
You know, there's... liquid ages in barrels.
Yep.
They do start to, the barrels start to go neutral. So you don't know when it's going to go. But one thing you know is if this is a Brown-Forman product, these barrels are probably Jack Daniel barrels.
Very well could be. So this is the Herradura Reposado we just enjoyed. Suggested retail, Somani, Dave.
You're looking at $42 a bottle.
And then
the
silver?
$7.50 would be around $40.
For the silver is 40?
Please, yes.
So wait, so 40 for the silver, but the Reposado that's aged about 8 months longer,
yeah.
9 months longer is
$42. It's a steal.
For the $2, buy the Herradura Reposado.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
No brainer. And if this is a little bit strong for you, you can cut it with a little branch or water. Put an ice cube in there if you desire. But this is very pleasant. Put this in a snifter. And you're great, good to go with a nice
what
cigar.
What cigar do you suggest with something like
well,
this?
Well, I would say this would be a medium-bodied cigar. You could do a Maduro with this. A San Andreas Morón wrapper from Mexico would be very nice, not overpowering. I'd say you could also, on this one, Connecticut you could probably get away with. Not Connecticut USA, but Connecticut Ecuador has enough taste and flavor to hold up. But the Herradura Reposado, very nice, $42. We continue Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy and Chinese virus sanitation maneuvers performed. It's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, build the wall immediately. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, thanks to Trump we'll have a big wall. It's amazing. My musical abilities just overwhelm me here. But I can tell you one thing. They are not surpassing my cigar tasting and judgment abilities. So we are celebrating Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. We've got great tequilas. Sommelier Dave, Sergeant Steve. By the way, Sergeant Steve, you're drinking water. What's with that? Wait a minute. How far out of Betty Ford are you? Remind me one more time.
It's been a couple months. I'll switch over immediately.
Outstanding. There you go. So we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. We've got Mexican tequila.
We need a cigar that has some Mexican roots. Well, Tommy DiAddio, Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement and the General Manager of the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and all the Corona Cigar stores in Orlando. So, General, I want you to smoke this cigar today during tequila tasting maneuvers. The Tatuaje Mexican Experiment 1. There are two experimental cigars, the Experiment 1 and 2. The original came out, very limited release, hit retailers back in summer of 2012. Now, although there are variations as to how many of these Tatuaje Mexican Experiment 1 cigars were reported to have been made, people think, about 6,000 cigars. Well, there's still some that they release, and this is a full-bodied cigar which uses a Mexican San Andreas Morón wrapper, one of my favorite wrappers. At one time, you said, I want Mexican tobacco or Mexican wrapper, people said, oh, forget it, no, don't want it. But what has happened is people have discovered how incredible Mexican tobacco is. Now, do you want a total Mexican puro? Probably not. But when you take the Mexican wrapper, the San Andreas Morón, amongst the best wrapper in the world, most sought after, you got a great cigar. And this cigar, the Tatuaje Mexican Experiment 1, uses that Mexican San Andreas Morón wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler. It is made in Nicaragua. We have got the Experiment 1 Toro. Suggested retail, $10. Very nice cigar, and it's got the colors of the Mexican flag on it, and it says Tatuaje Limited. That is it. Very unique cigar. It is square-pressed. Sommelier Dave, got a nice feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I like it.
All right, so that's what we will enjoy today, the Mexican Tatuaje Limited Experiment 1.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening, double-edged stainless steel guillotine, ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
I've got my Cigar Dave CCK. This is the Chinese Communist Killer. The Chinese Commie Killer. This is the Xi Firecracker, if you would, or fire-breathing apparatus. I would love to line up the top 1,000 members of the Chinese Communist Party led by President Xi Jinping of China and just let this thing go. Just grab this thing and just extinguish them all. I'm fed up with them. I hate them. I despise them. They are the modern-day equivalent of the Third Reich and the Nazis. And I'm not exaggerating. What they do to their people, what they have done to the world, they should all, Xi and his top people, should go in front of the world court, and they should face crimes against humanity charges. That's how much I despise the Chinese communists. But this Chinese commie killer from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs is what I will use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Outstanding. Now, Sergeant Steve and Samani Dave, let me ask you this. Do you think I have an anger problem when it comes to the Chinese Communist Party?
With me, no.
No?
Okay. Because somebody earlier this week said, you know, I heard your show, and you got an anger problem. I said, trust me, I'm being kind to the Chinese commies. I really despise them. And, in fact, I said, over the next few weeks, I'm really going to let loose because I am fed up. And I looked at this person. I said, your business is closed. You are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Your employees are not working. How can on earth you say that you are not angry at the Chinese communists? And you want to know what he said? Typical lib. Well, viruses have no borders. Please. Enough. And I just looked at him and I said, you're right, viruses have no borders, but the virus could have had a border if the Chinese Communist Party admitted, sought the world's assistance, and contained it early on. And by the way, I think this thing was already in the United States, in my estimation, probably already in early January. In fact, they're saying that the initial discovery of this was probably last September, October, maybe into November. There's no doubt about it. And the antibody tests are coming out, I see, this week or next week. I'm absolutely going to get an antibody test to see if I had it. And I've got another friend of mine who was admitted to the hospital. This is probably back in, I'd say mid-February, late February, early March. Probably late February. Doctors didn't know what he had. They just said he got a bad case of the flu. He took a flu shot, you know, in advance back in October. I think he may have had it. So we're going to find out, and I will, of course, report back to you. All right, now, I've got my... Did we say go throttle up, Sergeant Steve? We did. Okay, thank you. As you can see, when I get sidetracked by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party bastards, I lose my train of thought. All right, I'm going to toast the foot of this beautiful Mexican Tatuaje Limited Experiment 1 Mexican San Andreas wrapper. How's that taste so far, Somalia Dave?
This tastes wonderful. This is going to be a real enjoyable cigar to have today with these tequilas.
Great draw.
Very easy.
Let me just puff and rotate.
And it is unique in this form. Mm. Rather it being cylindrical, it is in this nice box.
Very nice. Let me just take a few puffs here. Now, they say this is full-bodied, but I have to tell you.
Doesn't feel full-body.
Uh-uh.
Fairly mild to me.
Little espresso notes on it.
Mm-hmm.
No really big sizzle on the palate. Not a ton of spice, but it's just a lot of flavor. And not overpowering.
Very enjoyable.
Very nice. Yeah. I think this is going to go beautifully with our reposados and our añejos, as well as some of our libations. All right. So, Sommelier Dave, stand by right there, because Sergeant Steve, we've got one more liner to hit, and we are going to get ready for our next tequila tasting.
Cigar Dave's Cinco de Mayo Libationary Concoction.
All right. What do we have? What's our first libationary concoction?
Margarita.
A margarita. Fantastic. Now, did Danny O. Williams provide you with some mixers? Tell us about his mixers while we...
We have a organic mixer from the people at American Beverage. It is Agalima margarita mix, and we have created a delicious margarita with it. It's nice to have a mixologist, but a lot of times... Most people do not. What they'll do is run to the store and they'll buy the cheapest thing they can find. Why be cheap on a margarita mix when you can spend maybe 50 cents to a dollar more and get a real nice organic margarita mix?
This is like drinking candy.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is why, if you're out in the hot sun on the beach and you are parched, you are thirsty, you're dehydrated, you start downing these things, you know, by the barrel full, major trouble.
Well, you should. And this is something we've done when we had Darlene McGeehan on all those years ago. God love her. She taught us, drink a glass of water for every cocktail you drink. You'll stay hydrated. You will not get that migraine or that headache, and you'll feel a lot better the next day.
Well, you put this in a small cocktail glass. However, you go to the beach, they've got these humongous glasses that are probably 64 ounces of booze with 10 shots in there.
Yes.
You got to drink like 5 liters of water compared to that. So the problem is that I've just taken several sips. I could down this whole thing in one shot.
Can.
It's
sure
that sweet.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how do you make a margarita from scratch, and then how do you make a margarita with the mix?
Well, you would take lime juice, and then you would take agave nectar and put that together. And then you would then take the tequila, which I did the Reposado Blanco, which is a really nice complement to it. Shake it up over ice. A lot of people put a glass over salt. I don't. I'm not a big sodium fan. And then pour your margarita into that and then garnish it with limes.
And using the mixer?
Well, then it's easier because all you do is use the mixer. You don't have to go
in. Mixer and tequila.
Yeah, mixer
and
tequila.
And you use the Blanco in here.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
You could use a Reposado. To me, I'm going to drink Reposados like you suggested, sipping them neat with a nice cigar.
Now, you turned me on to a very unique byproduct of tequila, and it is almost like honey.
Yes,
better than honey.
Yes, it is.
And it is agave nectar.
Nectar.
And it is fabulous. I had never heard of it before until maybe, what, 7, 8 years ago when we started this. And you gave me several bottles, and I said, what is it? And you said, it's agave nectar. And this actually comes right from the agave plant.
After
and it
it's
is the
been
equivalent of honey.
Right, after it's been distilled and everything. This is the byproduct of all that.
Just let me take a little sip of that. Mm.
And this is hypoglycemic. If you
exactly.
have trouble with diabetes or something, like I drink a lot of green tea, and I'm using honey, but I'll use agave nectar when I get a bottle.
Right. If I
instead
if I,
of honey.
My throat is sore and I have hot tea, I'll put a little agave nectar in there for some natural sweetening.
It's in a 375 milliliter. It's in a plastic, so if I drop it, I'm not going to break it.
And they sell primarily at liquor stores, spirit stores?
Yeah, or grocery stores.
They do.
You can get in any grocery store.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I do a lot of shopping at where shopping is a pleasure. And
that would be Publix. But if the light is out, if they have a light, the L is out, it's Publix. And there are many lights that sometimes go
out.
And people say, oh, I didn't know the name of the store was Publix. So stores, supermarkets across the country you can get
sure.
it.
Sure, exactly. And you can get it there. And it can be a little bit more expensive than what you would grab as far as a margarita mix, a Bloody Mary mix, a pina colada mix, or strawberry daiquiri mix. But that's because of the process of making it. And they don't make a lot of it. Not everybody does this.
Right.
It's like when you go to Italy and you go to a winery.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they have a limoncello. Well,
right.
All Italians make limoncello. In Mexico, most their distilleries make agave nectar, but it goes so quick and you don't get as much of a byproduct to make it.
It is fantastic.
It
delicious,
is.
Not overly sweet, natural, low glycemic index, beautiful, agave nectar. When we come back, we will finish up our Herradura Añejo, our Herradura Suprema. Then we'll get into, what are we going to do after that, Sommelier Dave?
Well, I've got a real treat for everybody because Michael Jordan and four other NBA franchise owners got together, and they love tequila, and it's a phenomenal story. We have Cinco tequila, a Blanco, a Reposado, and an Añejo, and it's really just a
and
phenomenal story.
And it is not inexpensive. It is on the super premium side, so when
yes.
we come back, we'll begin our tasting. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers with Sommelier Dave, Sergeant Steve. I've got Pendragon's Royal Baron, our canine, securing the perimeter. Make sure no enemies of pleasure come within, and we will continue around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Pull out your sombreros. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
And special thanks to Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, the president of Mexico, for taking about 100,000 Mexican troops and making sure that the border on their side stays secure so they don't come to our side, especially now during the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus pandemic. All right, Sommelier Dave. We have tried two Herederas, the Silver and the Reposado. Heredera is owned by Brown-Forman, maker of Jack Daniels.
Yes,
and,
it is. Old Forster
Old
Bourbon.
Old Forster Bourbon.
Which is getting a lot of great press.
Oh, tons.
A lot of great
Fantastic.
Press.
So, this is what, the Añejo?
This is the Añejo.
Okay.
This was first introduced to the world by Casa Heredera back in 1962. So then, in 1974, they brought out a Reposado. So this Añejo has been aged in American white oak for 25 months, which is 13 months more than industry standards. You're going to get a really remarkably smooth amber color liquid that melts on your tongue, leaving notes of cooked agave, toasted oak, and dried fruit.
A lot of sizzle on the tip of the tongue. A lot of flavor. You get the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 24 months, you're getting that oak. No question.
Definitely.
Much more complex.
This is rather smooth. This is what we're talking about with a cigar and a snifter. If you know, one night you're having a cognac, then another night a bourbon, you could have on Wednesday or Thursday night or whatever, you could have this tequila. This is wonderful.
Very flavorful.
Yeah.
Expansive on the palate. And definite notes of that oak tang, if you will, that tanginess.
Well, you get some vanilla. Oak
and vanilla too.
Impart vanilla. Mm-hmm. So as we taste all these tequilas, vanilla and spice and smoke is going to stand out with all of them. It should, if it's well constructed.
And it's got almost a light to medium caramel color. Because,
yes,
again, it is in the oak, so it's going to get some of those oak barrels. So next, about suggested retail
and this
on the onion.
$47. Very affordable.
So to go from 11 months to almost double that is only a $5 difference.
Yes.
Very, very, very pleasant. You can't go wrong. Now, the Herradura
Suprema.
Suprema.
And it is a extra añejo.
And where is that? I'm going to take put that in my glass.
Yes, you have it already.
Oh, that's it.
You had it in a
oh,
glass.
Oh, there it is. I've got it right here. Okay. So tell me about the Suprema. This has got to be top of the line.
Yes. Aged 49 months in American white oak barrels. It creates an extremely rich, dark amber color of cooked agave spice with some floral notes. It's going to be exceptionally smooth and complex. It has a lasting, subtle, sweet aftertaste. This is very delicious.
This definitely is a five-star Cigar Dave selection, the Suprema, as I take another sip.
This is for you. This isn't to invite friends over. This
right.
is for you. At $360 a bottle,
no wonder I like
all
it.
About you.
This is incredibly smooth.
Isn't it good?
Fabulous. I'll be taking that bottle home, by the way. This is.
There's going to be a fight. I've got to talk to Baron here to see if he'll protect me if I get it on.
Baron's loyalty and allegiances are to his alpha.
Oh,
so you know, where, that bottle's going.
Yeah.
But this is very smooth.
Isn't this good?
A little bit of sizzle, a little bit of spice, but just incredibly smooth.
Yeah.
Just delicious. No bitter aftertaste, no bite, just.
So
delightful.
This is the type of tequila that most people that had a bad tequila evening, day, week, night should have drank, sipped it, and they would have a different idea and viewpoint on tequila. This is really delicious.
Suggested retail you said is $360.
Where you can find it. It's not a lot in production because, again, that's 49 months in American oak.
All right. Now, the Sincora I want to hold until next hour because those are very, very special. Created by Michael Jordan and several NBA owners.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Genie
on
Bus.
On the high end of the price range.
Yes.
So we'll get to that a little bit later. But what I would like to do is to get to another libation, another mixed concoction. What do you have, Sommelier Dave?
Let's do a tequila sunrise.
It's another tequila sunrise. The Eagles would be very pleased. What is in a tequila sunrise?
It is tequila and orange juice.
Oh, easy. It's like a mimosa, but with tequila. Perfect. Let me take a sip. I will say cheers on that.
Nostravia.
All right. It's very nice. A little different than a mimosa without the champagne.
You're going to get the acidity.
And you used a Blanco, correct?
Yes. I'm going to use Blanco in any of my mixed drinks
that
I
do. Yeah, just a little bit of it's orange juice, but with a little bit of kick to it.
Yeah, because of the tequila. But you get that little bit of acidity, so you got to be judicious on how much orange juice the parts. Usually it's 2 to 4.
All right.
Two parts of tequila, 4 parts of orange juice.
Let's preview, because we've got Sincora and Cenote. So let's
preview that
for next hour.
Okay.
All right, since we only have about a minute. So, Sommelier Dave, let's preview those 5 that we're going to be sampling.
So what we're going to do is start off with Sincora. At a dinner party where there was no table available, it was in New York City, I believe it was Jay-Z's restaurant, Michael Jordan, Jeannie Buss, Wes Edens, Wick Grosbeck, and Emilia Ferrari were having dinner. So they had to go wait, and they had to go find a spot by the bar to go stand to have a cocktail. And everybody noticed that everybody enjoyed tequila, because usually tequila doesn't give you that drunken feeling as it does a high feeling because of the entity, like drinking champagne.
Right.
So they all started to talk about it and found out they all loved tequila. So they all got together. They found vineyards out in Mexico. They found a distiller, and they put together Sincora. This stuff's incredible.
How do NBA billionaires become millionaires? Get into the tequila business.
You
actually, not true. A number of them have done very well.
Yes,
but I think
have.
It may be getting past that where the easy money is gone. All right, Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers with Sommelier Dave. We'll continue next hour. Stand by. Many more tequilas. Keep your cigar fired up, your libation nice and cool, and we will continue.
Hour one of the Cigar Dave Show is now complete. There's time to refresh your cocktail, as the General will return in 7 minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A threat from President Trump, higher tariffs on Chinese goods.
The president has not been hiding his unhappiness with China's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. And now he says he could use tariffs in retaliation.
This is a bad situation all over the world, 182 countries. But we'll be having a lot to say about that. It's certainly an option.
In recent days, the president has stepped up his criticism of China, accusing it of not acting quickly enough to sound the alarm about the outbreak or to stop the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gallup, New Mexico is on full lockdown under the watch of the National Guard and state police to discourage non-essential travel and commerce as the coronavirus infections soar locally. Invoking provisions of the State Riot Control Act, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered residents of Gallup to remain home over the weekend except for emergencies, and she blocked roads leading into and out of town to non-essential travel and any vehicles carrying more than two people. The closed sign remains hanging on New York's door.
I'm not going to put dollar signs over human lives.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo at a briefing in Queens on pressure to reopen the state.
I feel it. I get it. I disagree with people who say open the economy even though you know there's a public health risk. I disagree with that.
While he says hospitalizations are down along with intubations, new cases were a little over 800 Saturday, and 299 people died. I'm Shelley Antler.
A 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck near southern Puerto Rico earlier today, briefly knocking out power, forcing the relocation of at least 50 families on an island where some people still remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier this year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Labrador Retrievers are America's favorite purebred dogs, and Corgis are close in line.
Labrador Retrievers remain the nation's most popular purebred for the 29th year in a row, according to American Kennel Club rankings released today. After Labrador Retrievers, the top 10 include German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, Poodles, Beagles, Rottweilers, German Shorthaired Pointers, and for the first time, the diminutive Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Pembrokes may have gotten a boost in recent years from Corgi-focused social media accounts and the Netflix series The Crown. As more people stay home because of the coronavirus, America's dogs are having their day. Adoptions are up and more shelters are reporting being completely emptied by people looking for companionship. I'm Jennifer King.
Birthdays on this Saturday, fashion designer Donatella Versace, 65. Singer Engelbert Humperdinck is 84. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Virgin Galactic spaceship VSS Unity landed in the New Mexico desert yesterday.
This marks its first glide flight from Spaceport America. As the company moves toward commercial operations, the company announced the flight on social media and shared photos of the craft on the runway and members of the crew stationed far apart around the special carrier plane that ferries the smaller spaceship to high altitude. After years of development and testing at Mojave Air and Spaceport in Mojave, California, Virgin Galactic is close to starting actual operations at its futuristic terminal and hangar in southern New Mexico. Patrick Frost reporting.
One of the nation's biggest steelmakers expects to lay off roughly 2,700 employees as the demand for iron and steel drops during the coronavirus pandemic. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel made the announcement of its plans yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094. Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We never need an excuse to enjoy celebratory maneuvers, tasting maneuvers, cigar pleasure maneuvers. We never need an excuse, but Cinco de Mayo coming up Tuesday gives us the perfect reason to enjoy tequila tasting maneuvers, and we have sampled thus far 4 phenomenal tequilas. We have a plethora more. We've also had our margarita. And Samania Dave, what was the other?
Tequila Sunrise. Think of the Eagles.
That's it. Orange juice with just a little bit of Blanco tequila. We explained what tequila is. We told you what Cinco de Mayo is. It's not Mexican Independence Day. It commemorates the Mexican Army's victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla, May 5, 1862. The most important thing you have to remember, it's a time that all Americans can party, enjoy great food, great libations, great camaraderie, albeit this year a little more muted. And we welcome you back, hour number 2, the General, front and center. Don't forget, follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. All the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Make sure you follow me, as well as download the Cigar Dave mobile app 24/7. If you miss a show, no problem. And don't forget, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. All the major podcasts. Aggregators carry it, whether it is Google Play or the Apple Podcast app. All the major aggregators do have that. Make sure you subscribe to the Cigar Dave podcast. Sommelier Dave, Sergeant Steve, I've got Pendragon's Royal Baron, the canine that is protecting
the area. He's my dog. He's with me.
That's right. All enemies of pleasure and the Chinese Communist Party enemies. He is also looking out for them. If President Xi Jinping of China happens to come around, he knows what to do. President Xi will be in about 5,000 different pieces by the time Baron is done with him with those big canine chompers. Sommelier Dave, we left off after sampling the Herradura Silver Reposado Añejo and that lovely Supreme at $360 a bottle. Now we're going to move into a very limited upscale line. Michael Jordan, who is a cigar connoisseur involved along with some NBA owners. What does Cincora mean, by the
way?
Okay,
so Cincora in Spanish just means five in gold.
So wasn't there five partners on this?
There's five partners. It's Michael Jordan, Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers, Wes Edens, owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Wick Grousbeck, owner of the Boston Celtics, and his girlfriend, wife, Emilia.
Wait, his girlfriend and wife? Girlfriend, wife. It's one or the other, or
because
both.
Because at the time, she was the fiancé.
Ah, okay.
But this was started in 2016, so 4 years removed. The wife, she the five of them got together for dinner in New York, and they didn't get seated right away, but the place was packed. They started talking about how they all loved tequila, and the group decided to start a company inspired by their passion to create the finest tasting tequila. And as we go through these, Dave, you're going to be amazed at how fine they are and how great they taste, and really, they're quite affordable.
Well, in Europe, if these were European people, you have a wife and you have the girlfriend, or two, and the mistress.
If you're Italian, yes.
Oh, no, anybody, Europe, French, you name it.
Is
right? Oh, absolutely. It's accepted there, as it should be accepted here in the United States.
Yeah.
It works for everyone involved.
Yeah, my mother wouldn't have approved, so.
Well, Sommelier Dave, you could have told your mother back at the time to talk to me, and I would have set her straight, saying, "Listen, Sommelier Dave,
Kent
made in captivity. You know, he needs his freedom. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is, if it works in Europe, I say, let it work here in the United States. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's like on The Sopranos. It was great. On Friday night, they all went to dinner with the wives, right? And then on Saturday with their gubas. And they'd go to the same exact restaurant, and the owner would come in, like on Friday, "Hey, Tony, great to see you, great." And then the next night, they'd come in with their gubas, all their girlfriends, and the restaurant owner would come over, "Tony, it's been so long, great to see you here."
Oh, yeah.
Absolute classic. It's a beautiful thing. All right, so Cinchora Blanco Reposado Añejo. This is super premium. The bottles are incredible. Actually, the bottle almost looks like a... like an NBA championship trophy.
So how they're designed on a 23-degree angle.
Okay.
If you put 23 bottles together like this, it's center court. A basketball sits right in. And this is the angle.
Oh, that's where the basketball sits right there?
Right.
Outstanding. So interesting.
What we're going to taste is agave that's been harvested from the highlands and the lowlands, which is unusual. Usually you'll get a tequila producer will make them from the lowlands or the highlands. So what you're going to get is larger, sweeter agaves from the highlands, herbaceous, fragrance, flavorful from the lowlands. They've been aged for 6 years, or they've been grown for 6 years, and that ensures high sugar levels required in making exceptional tequilas. They're done in small batch, low cooking, traditional roller mill extraction from Italian with proprietary yeast, and it's aged underground cellars for added flavor and complexity.
Now, I'm getting, as I taste this,
citrus. I got citrus on it, as I tasted earlier.
Yeah, I'm getting a little lemon. Definitely, you can, the agave, that cooked agave you get.
Right up.
Little bit of alcohol, because not aged, so you can, what's the proof on this? Is it show on there?
Yeah. 40%.
Okay, so 80 proof, so 40% alcohol by volume. So I'm definitely getting a little alcohol.
But it's smooth. It doesn't stand out.
It's a very nice Blanco, but it's a Blanco.
Correct.
But very smooth. What's the suggested retail?
You're looking at $73 a bottle.
Yeah, so this Blanco I would not use for margaritas or tequila sunrises.
You could do this with a nice soft cigar or, you know, whatever you want to do with it.
All right, next up we're going to go into the Reposado. Again, aged at least 3 months to less than a year, correct?
Yes. It's going to have a medium gold color. The aroma is going to be cooked agave with hints of vanilla. Then on the backside, it's going to be really smooth, slightly sweet. You're going to get possibly some caramelized vanilla and white chocolate.
I'm getting some maple and vanilla on the nose.
Maple's coming off the wood, the oak.
Mm. Oh, this is sweet.
I got the white chocolate on it, too.
I got a lot of vanilla on here.
Yeah.
A lot of vanilla.
This is delicious.
Sip.
This is aged 8 to 10 years in barrels.
8 to 10 years?
I'm sorry.
8 to 10 months.
8 to 10 months.
This has got a little bit of sizzle after a minute or so, but no bite. Definite vanilla. Definite maple, not only on the nose, but on the taste. I'll take another sip. This is very good.
I like that. That's
getting
very
a little
tasty.
Yeah, a little white chocolate at the end. Very subtle. Very nice.
And by this going out into the market and everybody catching the buzz of who it is, it's limited. So if you see it, buy it. You're looking at $90 a bottle.
All right. So, again, super premium. much more expensive.
Yes.
You're talking just about double from what the Herradura Reposado was.
Yes.
But I would say that this has a nicer flavor complexion,
mm-hmm.
very pleasant, very unique. And I cannot wait to look at and taste the Añejo. Now, this Añejo has a very dark, deep amber color, much darker than a normal Añejo.
24 to 28 months it's been aged. So you're going to get intense amber in that color, which you've noted. And then on the aroma, you're going to get some oak, cooked agave, some maple, and orange.
Yeah, a little more subtle on the aroma than the Reposado, which is interesting. I will say cheers, and we'll take a sip. This is the Cinchora Añejo.
And then on that taste, it's going to be complex. Toasted oak, cooked agave, butterscotch.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some dark chocolate on this.
Butterscotch for sure.
The Reposado has white chocolate.
This is smooth. Very smooth. Let me take another sip.
Oh, is that good?
Mm.
I got the dark chocolate right center palate.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I think both
very
the Reposado
nice.
And the Añejo, both five-star selections.
Yeah.
They're very different. This has a little bit more of the woodiness. Definite notes, I would say, of some brown sugar on here. A little caramel, but very nice. Let me guess. $150.
No. It's a bargain,
$122. All right. Still expensive. So I'm going to take the Reposado and the Añejo. These are that good. Wait, I'll just put these aside here. Some Añejo. These are long bottles, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
And on the Añejo, wait a minute. Let me take a look at what the – it is 40% – all of these are 80 proof.
Yes.
Which is interesting because the exact same proof, the only difference is the way that they age them.
Yes.
Very nice. Beautiful. I'll tell you, both of those are five-star selections. So, Sommelier Dave, after such tremendous tequilas, it could be a letdown. But the Cenote, very nice. Let's talk about the Cenote brand.
So we're going into Cenote, which is a tequila with a soul.
That's tequila with a soul.
It's inspired by beauty of the Yucatan Peninsula and a spectacular underground water supply.
I like the bottles on these, too. Very
yeah,
unique
very nice.
Bottles.
So with any good quality beverage, it's always about the water, where they're getting the water supply. Cenote has a complex flavor profile that balances fragrance, cooked agave, and delicate wood notes.
Mm. This has got, yeah, this is very interesting. Very different taste and mouthfeel than the other Blancos, than the Cinchora Blanco and the Herradura Blanco.
You could get some cooked agave spices,
yep,
pepper on the nose. Maybe a little rich
I'm definitely
spices.
Getting, yep, spiciness, pepper, yeah. And a lot of that cooked agave, almost like a roasted type of flavor on the palate.
Another thing it's
very nice.
Known for is a little green vegetable resulting in a mellow spirit aged in American oak barrel for 3 weeks.
Suggested retail.
You're looking at $40 a bottle.
Okay, to me, I think the Herradura Silver at $40.
Yeah.
I like the flavor better. But this is nice. Now let's go to the Cenote Reposado.
You're going to get a golden color of straw with a balance of vanilla wood on the nose. Aged 3 months in American oak, delivering a round, harmonious palette of vanilla wood, spice, and green vegetables.
Green vegetables, lettuce, asparagus. Would you like to?
Yeah, asparagus. Things like that. Asparagus is well known in tequila.
This is interesting.
Nice.
This it's nice. It's soft. But to me, on this Cenote Reposado, it's not as Reposado-y, if you will, as the Herradura or the Cinchora.
Totally different. The Cinchora is unique because it is highland mm-hmm. and lowland agaves.
And this is what, the lowland?
I'm not. I would think this is highland.
And what's the difference between highland and lowland?
Okay, so for your highlands, you're going to get a larger, a sweeter agave or piña to start off with. In your lowlands, it's going to be herbaceous, fragrant, flavorful. So this would be a lowland.
I'm actually getting a little smoked paprika on this.
Smokes from the oak.
Yeah. It's nice. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $49 a bottle.
All right, $49 a bottle. Again, to me, for $42, the Herradura Reposado, I would absolutely go with. I think it's great. Now we're going to move into this is one you gave me, very limited, from Milagro. Let's talk about the Milagro brand. You introduced that to me about 5-6 years ago.
I love Milagro. I think they make excellent tequilas, moistus, and his group there in...
And the bottle is so unique because when you look at this... And this is
pineapple
by the way,
in it.
Yeah, this there's the... Right, these it's the agave plant that's in there, which looks like a pineapple. Right. And this is the silver. Yeah. And this is select barrel. This is barrel number 003. I can't remember what year. It's got to be at least 5 years old.
So this is similar to how whiskey and bourbons do it, or even some scotches. They'll do a select barrel. They'll go into the barrel aging room, grab that barrel. Usually it's at the top of the room because the heat rises. Your barrels age quicker up at the top. You get more fullness out of it. You're going to get an estate-grown 100% blue agave out of this. It's mellowed in American and French oak.
This is smooth, smoky,
yeah.
Little spice. Very nice. Very nice.
The French oak is lower in tannins.
Yep.
Creates a smoky, spicy spirit. It's very good, Dave.
And I like holding the bottle. You actually can put your thumb right thumb up in the agave.
Like a
and you can display when
you're pouring in a really nice cover.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Beautiful. And Milagro, you introduced that to me, Samaya, Dave. I love their Reposado. I just have phenomenal spirit.
They're, if you get the right single select barrel, it can be phenomenal. And then the American Oaks given tequila a real nice vanilla.
What do you think? What was your suggested retail on
$37.
$37. Can't go wrong. Milagro, and that's one of those that, again, was a boutique that was launched. I know, Sommelier Dave, that you introduced that to me, and it's a very popular spirit.
Yes.
But a, more of a boutique artisanal type of
tequila. Select barrels are their regular range of Silver or Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo have picked up a nice following. They're more readily available in the market.
Very nice. All right, let's take a short time out, and then when we come back, we're going to go to Villa One. Villa One, we're going to do a vertical tasting, the Silver, the Reposado, the Añejo, Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers, celebrating the 5th of May on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Great news for all Cigar Dave Officers Club members. The April 2020 selection featuring the Davidoff CAB collection of the Camacho Ecuador, Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Back-to-Back Connecticut have all shipped. They were mailed yesterday. You should begin receiving the April selection boxes sometime early to middle of next week. We had shipping delays again for April due to the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. Don't get me started on those Chinese commie clowns, the enemy of the world, the enemy of America, enemy of Officers Club members because of the delays that have resulted. Now, good news for May. We're announcing the May selection, a Rocky Patel sampler featuring a Rocky Patel Edge Light, a Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, and a Rocky Patel Sungrown. Three fantastic cigars. If you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, join right now. Go to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you three great cigars. CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, join today. Now, big news in the world of cigars. I'll spend more time on this next week. Imperial Tobacco, the British company that owns Altadis USA, the Casa de Monte Cristo line of cigar stores, JR Cigars, the big internet retailer. They also own the big premium cigar factories in Florida, Copan, Honduras, and in the Dominican Republic, as well as owning 50% of the Cuban cigar company. They announced a sale this week. They announced the sale in two parts. The U.S. division will be sold for $200 million. The rest of the world division will be sold for $1.13 billion. I'll spend more time on this next week. I believe a Hong Kong company purchased the international component. We're doing more digging, but we will have more information on that next week. So, join the Officers Club. CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month, gets you three great cigars. The April 2020 selection has shipped. Now, let's go back to Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers.
The General is ready with tamales and more. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
Tamales, but no refried beans. Because my philosophy is this. If it wasn't fried the first time and it's not good, why would you refry it a second time thinking it's going to be any better? No, no. You fry it once, and if it's not good, do not refry it again. It's like freezing. You know, you freeze something, then thaw it, and then freezing it again. That is not going to work. So, Sommelier Dave, as I just spilled some of my Villa 1 Añejo, let me ask you, Villa 1, that is a relatively new brand. You're always introducing us to some new boutique brands when they come out, and Villa 1 is another one we can add to that boutique list.
Yeah, General. I had mentioned Cuervo, you got Sauza, you have so many different tequilas on the market, and the main thing is people should try something different and unique. If you can afford it and it's within your price range and it's of good quality, try something new, try something different all the time. And why rehash some old tequilas when there's John Varvatos and Nick Jonas getting together of the Jonas Brothers? John Varvatos is a designer. He manufactures high-end retail fashion. They got together in the Fabrizia di Tequila Finos in Jalisco to create these this tequila.
Well, Sergeant Steve has the Jonas Brothers in his iPhone.
Nice.
I don't either. I don't either. But Sergeant Steve, listen, if that's you like boy bands, congratulations.
I might have Ozzy Osbourne. There's my boy.
All right, so I've got to tell you, tasting this, this is nice.
It's very nice. You know, if you're a guy of that celebrity like Michael Jordan is, and some other, Sammy Hagar has his and whoever, the object isn't just to put something out for the money, because they've got money. They want to put something out for the quality. It's their passion. They're not going to embarrass themselves. So you have a slow-cooked, double-distilled.
Double distilled.
This is our first one. Double distilled in copper pots with fresh artesian well water, similar to what Cenote was. Very good water.
Little lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Little lemon flavor, little warmth. Not a lot of sizzle, but some just enhancing spice. This is very pleasant. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $40 on this.
I'll tell you what. I'd give this a five-star selection for a
Blanco.
For a Blanco. For a silver, for a Blanco, absolutely.
They're also using Highland and Lowland Pinas.
Maybe that's why.
And that's why is how the Sincoro is doing.
All right, now we're going to move to the Reposado. I will say cheers, and let me take a sip.
It's aged in American oak for 6 months. You're going to get on that aroma some nice caramel and candy. It boasts full balance of butterscotch, chocolate, in smoke. Again, smoke.
I'm getting the smoke, little sizzle, little butterscotch.
Did you get a little coffee on the aftertaste?
No, I did not get a little coffee on that. But very nice. Very nice. Suggested retail?
$45.
Again, in that sweet spot price range. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the Villa 1 vertical tasting with the Añejo. Again, that Villa 1 silver, I'd give it a General's five-star selection for a
Blanco.
Blanco. Again, this is not going to be, you could sip it. It is very tasty.
Yeah.
It's pleasant. And what I suggest is always get a whole group of people together, maintain social distancing, get some cigars. Each person put in maybe $50, get some steaks, buy a whole bunch of various tequilas, do your own sampling at home on a weekend.
Agreed.
All right, we'll continue Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The mariachi band. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
Appropriately named song called The Tequila Song by the Champs, 1958. Written by Danny Flores, recorded by the Champs, became a number one hit on both the pop and R&B charts at the time of its release. Continues to be very popular today, a song from the 1950s. And I'm wondering, there's no lyrics to it, so we just create our own lyrics, basically.
Yeah.
Tequila tastes good. Tequila is smooth and refreshing.
The tequilas I brought today are wonderful.
Exactly. The tequila that we have today, no illegal aliens have been used in the squashing of the agave plants.
Nope, not at all.
There you go. All right, so interesting. 1958, in fact, in Buffalo at the Sabres games, They have the Earl of Bud. He was one of the beer guys, Earl of Bud. And he would actually go on one of the, they had like a partition with a railing between, this is at the old Memorial Auditorium. And he also does it at the baseball games, and he'd go up and do the dance. And I don't think he's around anymore, but that was very famous. They called him the Earl of Bud. And I think it was like right between the second and third periods they would always play that. And I think they did the seventh inning stretch for the Buffalo Bud. You know who would know about that? The great Colonel Ange.
Yep.
He would absolutely know about that. And actually, I want to say, I think he went to the Earl of Bud's like wedding or something or other. He ended
Sweet.
Up getting to know him. So interesting little tidbit, which frankly, I have no idea why I brought up. But in any event, Sommelier Dave, as we conduct Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers, one more time real quickly, do a little reset here. Tequila is basically a distilled beverage from the agave plant.
Yes, the blue
agave.
Weber. Dr. Weber is the one that described and found this particular agave plant because the mezcals are made from agave, but not blue agave.
All right, and it is from the tequila region of Mexico.
Like Guadalajara,
right?
Jalisco.
And there are basically primarily three types. You can say four, but three types of tequila. Blanco, which is white or the silver. White spirit, unaged, bottled or stored immediately after distillation, aged less than 2 months in stainless steel or neutral oak barrels. The reposado, the repo as we call it, which in Spanish means rested, aged a minimum of 2 years, but less than a year in oak barrels of any size. And then añejo, or aged, a minimum age of 1 year, but less than 3 years in small oak barrels. There is extra añejo. We have some of the extra añejo that actually, they call it an añejo, but for example, the Cinco Añejo would qualify extra añejo because it's minimum of 3 years.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, so Sommelier Dave, let's move on. We've got the Villa 1 Añejo we have to finish. And the Villa 1, whoops, where is it, Sommelier Dave?
It should be right
here. It is.
There.
Okay, this is the Villa 1, which, again, Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers,
yes,
somebody
and
else
John
collaborated.
John Barbados, who does designs in high-end retail. This Añejo is going to be aged 12 months in American oak. It results in noses of rich caramel, wood, vanilla. You're going to get some banana on the
That's
nose.
That's exactly
possibly.
What I'm getting.
Banana.
Yep, I'm getting some banana. Very fruity
Sweet.
Aroma. Very, very nice. We will say cheers.
Nostrovia.
Villa 1.
Full mouth feel, and it gives a really rich, long-lasting finish.
Wow.
You're going to get notes of smoke, dark chocolate, and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Very flavorful.
A lot of honey. Very flavorful. Very fruity. Very expansive. A little sizzle. Reminds me of one of those little Red Hots at the end of the
yes.
tip of your mouth. This is good. I'll tell you, I'd give this a 5-star selection. Suggested retail.
$55. And what we've noticed today in our tasting, which kind of is refreshing to learn something every day, is the Cinco and this Villa 1. They're sourcing agave from the highlands and the lowlands. They're combining them together. So if anybody can find agaves from those areas, go
Very
for it.
Very impressive. Very nice.
Yes, nice.
Very lovely. All right, Sommelier Dave. And I'll tell you what. What's interesting is the Villa 1 Silver got a 5-star for being a reposado.
Right.
Or correction, being a blanco,
blanco.
And then the Villa 1 Añejo, a 5-star. That's a really complex, very, very pleasant, very unique tequila. Now we're going to move into
Partida.
Partida. Tequila Partida. Very unique bottle.
Yep.
Not your typical bottle. Let's talk about Tequila Partida.
That's been around since the late 80s, the early 90s. Sofia Partida, her family, her dad and her uncle owned a agave farm. And her father unfortunately passed away, and her uncle took it on and then started creating.
And you knew her. You do know her.
Yes, I worked with her. Lovely woman. Great. Just had a phenomenal day of selling. Knew what she was talking about, and she puts out very good quality tequilas.
All right.
Very
As I take a sip of this, very light, by the way. Even though it's a reposado, it's almost white.
I was going to say opaque, clear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of flavor there.
A lot of flavor, a lot of smokiness.
Yeah. Not a big burn going
no
down.
No burn. Very. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 strength, it's probably about a 5.
Mm-hmm.
But pleasant for a reposado, it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
Not as woody, not as dotted with those Those wood notes, the spice
right.
notes.
So what they're trying to do is accentuate the actual flavor of the agave, and they've succeeded in doing it. You're looking at about $35 a bottle.
Very reasonable. I know that's a big seller here
yes.
at the Davidoff Store and Lounge,
sure.
according to Tommy D. Now we're going to move into Don
Julio.
Julio, very well-known name. Many, many years in the cigar business, in the tequila business.
1942, and that's where he really gets his notoriety that people found because he puts out a tequila called 1942. I'm not that well-versed with it, but the largest consumer of Don Julio 1942 Añejo was Michael Jordan. And that's
really?
Why, yes, that's why he came out with his own tequila.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Who knew? All right. And this comes in a very nice bottle. It's
beautiful.
The Reposado, almost a dark bottle.
Yeah.
But the Reposado, again, is very, I would say it's more of a tan color.
Yeah, this was a lot darker than the Partida. Totally
now,
different.
This is very
flavor
fresh.
Profile.
Totally
yes.
different. This is very clean.
Yes.
Very fresh. Very bright. Subtle fruitiness. A little sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Yeah.
Double cask, by the way.
Double cask. So what you're doing is you're getting that flavor profile from the two different casks, blending it together. That takes a real master distiller to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I would absolutely give this a five-star selection.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique. Little sizzle. Definite clean. I mean, it's very, very clean on the palate. Not as much wood.
Right.
But a very fresh tequila.
Yeah, you didn't taste wood at all
no.
on Don Julio.
Nope. Very, very interesting. So suggested retail for the Don
Julio? I'm not quite sure how
well,
much.
Let's look it up real quick. Don Julio.
There you
Hold
go.
On a second, Sommelier Dave. Don Julio, that was the Repo?
Reposado, yes.
Reposado price. Here we
it
go.
Could
let's
be
see.
In the $40 range or so.
Yep, you're right around 30, about $32.99. We'll call
there
it 32. I've seen it as low as $29, so we'll say
yeah.
in the $32 category. Very, very nice. All right, now we're going to move into the Patron. Very
Patron.
Well-known name.
Right.
Patron Tequila. This is their barrel select, so this will be a single barrel.
Right. Patron, you got to give them a lot of credit. For people that were having tequila nightmares from drinking too much Cuervo and getting sick on it, Patron came out with a different philosophy for making and creating tequila. They came out with that Blanco and really pushed the Blanco, and then everybody started to push the Blanco because people realized you can make a good quality Blanco that could be consumed.
All right, now this is interesting because this Patron is what they call the Patron Añejo Barrel Select American and French Oak Tequila. About $50 is the suggested retail.
Yep.
Let me take a sip of this. Very, very light in color for an Añejo.
Very. It could be that the barrels have gone neutral to some extent.
Mm, it's nice. A little sweetness, not as much fruitiness, a little bit of tanginess. I wouldn't give it a five-star selection. I'd say it's nice,
yeah,
but not overpowering.
Yeah. So the French oak is going to give it, is lower in tannins, is going to create some smoky, spicy. And then the American oak is going to give it that vanilla flavor. So what they're trying to do is marriage the two different styles of the spectrum together.
Very pleasant. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Sommelier Dave, let's see. Why don't we do this? Let's take a short time out.
Definitely.
We have done all the tequilas we need to do.
Yes, we have.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 tequilas. And then for the final and concluding segment,
3 mezcals.
We're going to move into mezcal. So we'll talk about that little nuance, little difference between mezcal and tequila as the final and concluding segment of this Cinco de Mayo Tequila and Mezcal Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca, incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. If you missed some of today's festivities, download the podcasts anytime through iTunes. Search Cigar Dave Show. Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers continue on the Cigar Dave Show.
We left off at the Don, well, actually the Don Julio and the Patron Barrel Select. Somani Dave, if I decide to make a tequila, Don Davio. And by the way, I just registered the website, dondavio.com. So Don Davio, I can see it now.
Hey, Paisano.
A super upscale tequila that would have just the essence of what I would like, and that would be some nice fruitiness, some vanilla, some maple, not a lot of sizzle, very balanced, and I would say with nice aroma, an aromatic type of tequila. So I have no plans to go to Mexico anytime soon.
Well, you can source it out. You can purchase it. People do that with wine. People do it with spirits.
Well, I could do
it. You do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no interest in running into any of the cartels down south of the border. So that is something that I will stay away from.
Guadalajara.
I have zero interest in going to Mexico. And I have to tell you that, you know, I would love to go and see the Torrents.
Beautiful country.
The Alejandro and Alberto Torrent. They grow the phenomenal San Andrean Morón wrapper. They have their Casa Torrent cigars. But I have zero interest in going to Mexico right now. Frankly, I just don't think it's safe.
Right.
I don't think any American should go down there.
Yep.
And a lot of cartel action. And I have no interest in accidentally running into those guys. No, thank you.
I don't blame you.
Yep. All right, so Sommelier Dave, we have sampled the tequilas made from the blue agave plant, either the Highlands or Lowlands.
Right.
Now we're going to move into a cousin of tequila called Mezcal. A lot of people may have heard of Mezcal and have no idea what Mezcal is. So, Sommelier Dave, I ask you this question. What is Mezcal?
Well, Mezcal is a distilled alcohol beverage made from any type of agave, and it's a national spirit in Mexico. It literally comes from Mexicali, which is oven-cooked agave. So where the tequilas are from a particular region of the tequila region in Jalisco and Guadalajara, you have mezcals from anywhere in Mexico. There's, you know, how many, 100 different agaves that you can harvest. The most are harvested, though, that we'll consume in Oaxaca. That's where the quality ones are coming from that we are going to try today. And that's just south in the Mexican region.
All right. Now, the first up, we have the Montelobos, which has what looks like a wolf on here.
Yeah. One thing to note about mezcal. In Mexico, mezcal is generally consumed straight and has a strong smoky flavor. So people aren't making margaritas out of this or mixing this, tequila sunrise, anything. They're drinking this straight.
This would be like a Johnny Walker Double Black, a lot of smokiness.
Yes.
All right. And just looking at this bottle, it looks ferocious. It's a nice rectangular bottle, black, 100% agave, organic, sustainably grown from Oaxaca.
This comes from the William Grant people.
Oh, William Grant. Okay,
William
fantastic.
Grant. And they have a lot of good quality products, whether it's Sailor Jerry or some of their other Belvini.
Belvini, we love. We love Belvini.
So, you know, you're looking at something that's all about quality. This is unaged. It's crafted from organic agave espinen, which is on the label, and is roasted underground in small batches, distilled to achieve a perfect balance of sweetness and subtle smoke.
Has a roasted, smoky aroma on the nose, almost as if you were to have burnt embers.
They're saying you should get a little damp earth out of this.
All right, we'll say cheers. We'll, and again, this is a clear spirit.
You can get some really nice Cabernet Sauvignons and Bordeaux that have like barnyard dampness to it. And that's
fire in the hole, Sommelier Dave.
Yeah, these are going to be different.
Fire in
than those
very different. Much smokier, much more strength, much more personality. Definitely hits your palate upon taking a sip.
You get some herbaceousness, maybe mm-hmm. some nuts, smoke.
Yeah, major smoke, major fire. Very unique. This is
very different. Smoke stood straight out.
Yeah, this is very different. And again, why the smokiness?
That's because of the agave itself. It's
a different type of agave.
Yeah, and that's what it's giving off.
Not the blue agave, which is a little tamer.
Where when you taste these blue agaves, you get that beautiful flavor profile of the agave. You're looking at about $40 a bottle.
All right, now we're going to move into the Mezcal Vago. Now we have two of these.
Yes.
Are they both the same?
No. So what Mezcal Vago does, they let certain farmers go out and create their own mezcal.
Okay.
And what we are going to feature here are two. One is from Aquino Garcia and Emilio Guarquin. Two different farmers that are out there doing their thing. The first one is going to be 7 to 9 years mature agave.
Wait, 79 years.
7 to 9.
Oh, 7 to 9 years mature. You mean the agave plant itself?
Yes.
Not the
yeah,
aging.
Yeah, no, that's from drinking 13 tequilas, Dave.
There you go. Exactly. So there's no aging on these. Very
no.
little. Just a few months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the agave, though, sat there 7 to 9 years mm-hmm. in the field. Then they picked it up, and we learned when you age something that long in the earth, you get a lot of sugars, which will give you a lot of alcohol when you go ahead
yep.
and distill it. You might get some sweet potatoes on this, some citrus, maybe some flint.
Well, this is 101 proof.
Yes.
50.2% alcohol by volume. So
yes.
it is definitely flavor. As I take a sip of this.
You might get some caramel, a woody finish.
I'm getting some licorice.
Yeah.
Definite earthiness. A little roasted.
Yeah, notes of anise.
Anise, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Very unique. This would not be, I would not put these to sip in. This is very unique. This is somebody that wants a fuller flavor, that loves a really smoky Scotch whiskey.
Yes.
Because if somebody doesn't, I'm not a big.
Like Lafroy. Somebody.
Right. I am not. Johnny
Lafroy.
Walker Double
oh
Black
goodness.
Is too smoky for me. Now, the
yes.
last one we've got is the Mezcal Vago, but from a different farm. Now, this was distilled July 2018. Let's see. From the village of El Nanche, Miahuatian. The grind is stone. The type of still is copper. The batch size, 796 liters. Class is Hoven, Mezcal Artisanal. So we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, Hoven's young. So Emilio Jarquin is a third-generation distiller. You're going to get some light aroma with smoky toasted corn. This is the first time I've ever found
Woo!
Corn as
Whoa.
A nomenclature. A sweet body with woody notes and layers of honeycomb.
As Johnny Carson would say, whoa, this, you get the Frito corn chip right
yep.
on the palate, and then boom, it whacks you right in the back of the palate. This is tremendously strong. This is a brutal, brutal, flavorful mezcal.
Yeah, this is very tasty.
Jeez.
People should note that they shouldn't take the first sip is what the product is. They have to do it 2, 3, 4 times.
I'm going to do another one here. Another
like
sip.
First impressions. Don't take a first impression on your first sip. Consume it a little bit. That's not bad. I like that. That's pretty good.
Little too much of a gut punch on the palate for me.
And
a lot
it's
of
triple
fizzle.
Distilled. Imagine if it was
a
only single distilled.
I brought these, didn't I?
No, I did. But
oh, you brought those?
You're more than welcome
to
have them.
You take those. You can take those. The Montelobos I brought. I'll keep that
yeah,
one.
You can
those
that.
Other, those are really
nice.
Powerful.
So
not for me.
Yeah.
Because it's just too powerful. Now, if you cut that with a little water.
Yeah.
In fact, Simone, Dave, let's do that right now.
Sure.
Let's try taking that Mezcal Vago, the last one, which is almost like a gut punch. So I'm going to pour just a little bit. Great. Let's dilute that by half, if you will, with the water.
Okay. You know, one thing, people have unfortunately thought that you drink mezcal with a worm in it. There are moth larvae that are in the fields.
I'm not drinking anything with an insect. Thank you
exactly.
very much. Exactly. You know what? Let the Mexicans, let the Chinese eat dog, cat, beetles, larva. I'm not interested in that. Zero interest. Let me take a sip here as we cut this mezcal Vago in half.
So if you find one that has a worm in it, it's
now that's smoother.
Yes.
Cut it in half. Very nice. Sommelier Dave, we did a total 16, 17, 18.
19 total.
We did 19 total tequilas,
yeah.
some mezcals, some great libations.
These mezcals are around $60 a bottle if you find them.
Very unique. And as always, Sommelier Dave, many thanks.
General.
Another fine Cinco de Mayo. Hard to believe another year in the annals of
yeah.
history. Sergeant Steve, many thanks. Cigar Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Keep America great. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the biased fake news media. Screw President Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party. Feliz Cinco de Mayo on Tuesday.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. As the coronavirus rages, the Senate is scheduled to reopen Monday, while the House will stay shuttered. It's an approach that leaves Congress as divided as the nation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to convene 100 senators at the Capitol during a pandemic gives President Trump the imagery he wants of America getting back to work, despite health worries and lack of testing. The Washington region remains under a stay-at-home order as a virus hotspot. Mr. Trump himself offered Congress access to the instant virus test system used to screen visitors to the White House. But in an extraordinary rebuff, McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement Saturday they would respectfully decline the offer and instead direct resources to the front lines where they can do the most good. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A couple of earthquakes rocked the planet this Saturday morning in southern Puerto Rico on an island where some people still remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier this year. Residents were jolted from their beds by a magnitude 5.5 shaker. Overseas, an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.6 rumbled south of the Greek island of Crete, about 56 miles south of the nearest populated areas, the village of Nea Anatoli. Southern California has continued to be upset with their governor, Gavin Newsom, after he closed beaches in Orange County for the weekend. Meanwhile, the White House is defending President Trump's comments about protests in Michigan.
Protesters reacted angrily to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's decision to keep her state's stay-at-home order in effect through May 15th. Some of the demonstrators carried assault weapons. President Trump tweeted, "These are very good people, but they are angry." White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained the president was not condoning violence.
You have a right to do that constitutionally, but you must protest within the bounds of the law. He encourages everyone to protest lawfully.
The governor denounced the protest as disturbing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Check out more news and more analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A three-year-old girl fighting cancer still has hopes to visit Disney World.
And thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, her dream was set to come true in April. But then the coronavirus pandemic hit, travel came to a standstill, and Disney World was closed. So now Audrey and her family are waiting, along with the thousands of other Make-A-Wish kids, for the storm to pass so Audrey could eventually make it to see Mickey Mouse and the rest of the Disney universe. Make-A-Wish CEO Richard Davis says they now have 5,000 of this year's wishes indefinitely on hold, so our kids are patiently waiting. Patrick Frost reporting.
Replay reviews could vanish in Major League Baseball in 2020 as part of a deal that covers how umpires would be paid for a season shortened or wiped out by the coronavirus pandemic. The sides struck an agreement late Thursday night. Umps are guaranteed 50% of their salaries for May, but would be paid nothing else if no games are played. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Warren Buffett's company reported a nearly $50 billion loss Saturday because of a huge drop in the paper value of its investments.
Even the very successful Warren Buffett is not immune to the financial woes that come with the coronavirus. Berkshire Hathaway says it lost nearly $50 billion, or over $30,000 per Class A share, during the first quarter. Normally, some 40,000 shareholders would be heading to Berkshire's annual meeting at this time, but Buffett plans to lead an abbreviated online version of it. Berkshire is sitting on a pile of more than $137 billion in cash because Buffett has struggled to find major acquisitions for the company recently. I'm Shelley Adler.
PG&E will sweep out three-fourths of its board of directors in an attempt to start with a mostly clean slate after the nation's largest utility emerges from bankruptcy. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Unsettling times, but hopefully we're bringing some semblance of normalcy to it as we continue to bring you every facet of one of the most complex, impactful stories of all of our lifetimes, this pandemic. Well, what are you doing at home? Why are you going to school? How are you pulling that off? To the pandemic itself, the cures, the vaccines that could be down the pike. And by the way, can we talk about the subplot? The subplot, we're in the middle of a presidential election year, and we have 2 nominees, one of which is embroiled in a scandal. Today, there's going to be some action. We know that. At 11 o'clock Eastern Time, there'll be a rally in front of the White House, Reopen America PAC. At 12 o'clock Eastern Time, Operation Gridlock in front of New York City City Hall. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, protests in California will go to Governor Newsom. We'll urge him in Sacramento to reopen that state. Some punitive hit for those people in Orange County that wanted to go to the beach. It's the only beach locked down. Could it be a coincidence that it's the only conservative enclave or the main conservative enclave in the entire state? I don't think it's a coincidence. San Diego's open. Santa Monica's open. Malibu's open. San Francisco's open. But we have to teach Orange County a lesson. I've looked at the video. They don't need a lesson. Big 3.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big 3.
Number 3. Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Guess who's breaking his silence? Joe Biden about the sexual assault allegations. His supporters swimming through the ocean of hypocrisy and already said they believe him and not Tara Reid. Let's see how the Democrat handles his first crisis management.
Number 2. The FBI didn't follow protocols and went so far as to go and question him with a motive in mind. General Flynn has literally lost everything. It's wrong, it's corrupt, and someone needs to pay.
Wow, that is Nikki Haley. Michael Flynn, closer to justice perhaps. We will tell you the new evidence showing he was set up as the best of the best way in on the fate of the 3-star general.
Number 1.
The fact that we're premising an enormously consequential set of policies that have shut down the economy on that hope, we cannot wait to reopen the economy for a vaccine. We have to reopen the economy today.
There you go. Avik Roy, an expert in many places, reopening to a degree. This day in most states, we're seeing some openings in 18, I should say. Let's hope the long range, the long road to normalcy has begun, with some states' stay-at-home policies staying in place and about nine states who never actually put them in place. Now, I'm going to talk about China shortly, which almost made the big three. I got to tell you, I got Admiral Chavita standing by. I also have Eugene Scalia standing by. He's Labor Secretary. We talk about 30 million unemployed. What better guess? And Congressman Doug Collins wants to be the senator from Georgia, winning in the polls currently. How's it going in Georgia since they seem to have opened up first under great controversy? To me, you could say Georgia's being controversial, but you got to say Colorado's been controversial. Meanwhile, as we take a look at all the states and what they're doing, the ones that stand out, Texas opened up malls, retail stores, restaurants, museums. Utah, dine-in restaurant services available. Salons, gyms can reopen. State parks can open. So Utah's pretty okay. Vermont, farmers markets may reopen. That's odd. And in Virginia, elective surgeries, dental procedures may resume. Wisconsin, some state parks. But a lot of people are getting upset that this thing is open up too slow and it's too broad-based. Like Gretchen Whitmer continues to extend the reopening, cut three.
I don't know of any other legislature in the country that is just deciding to declare that the global pandemic that killed 103 Michiganers since yesterday is over. It is not over. We remain in a state of emergency until the order is rescinded.
She's loving this power, Gretchen Whitmer. And they did, their state legislature came together and voted they should reopen. But she made it effective through May 28th. Good job. Gavin Newsom. I'm going to close all the beaches. Better yet, I'm going to close Huntington and Newport Beach. I'm looking at this video, police looking at the video. There really wasn't a lot of violation of social distancing. If you go down with a person or a family, you can stay with them. I don't know if you heard it, but they're actually seeing each other in the living room and the kitchen too. So Governor Newsom decides, I'm going to shut down Orange County beaches. Cut four.
So we're going to do a hard close in that part of the state, just in the Orange County area. Specific issues on some of those beaches have raised alarm bells. People that are congregating there that weren't practicing physical distancing. So we're going to have a temporary pause on the beaches down there.
Really? Well, the Newport Beach Police Chief John Lewis and Fire Chief Jeff Boyle sent a statement Thursday that they were patrolling last weekend and most city residents and visitors were keeping their distance. Quote, what we observed from land and by air was the vast majority of beachgoers practicing social distancing. Lifeguards and most people appeared to be heeding social distance rules. What are you talking about? That's why the city is legally challenging Newsom's beach closure order. The Huntington Beach Council voted to pursue legal challenge. Good job, guys. We're all in this together, except, of course, if you're playing political games. And Governor Newsom, who goes out of his way to make sure it's a sanctuary state, that illegals have a place to go and a place to work, now is showing his political side again. For one that is opening up and leaning forward because there's so much at stake, Governor Brian Kemp, cut nine.
We will extend the shelter in place for the medically fragile and the elderly to line up with that. That'll go to June 12, 2020. Businesses must continue to operate under the current scenario we have with strict social distancing and sanitation rules to protect the customers as well as employees. That'll go through May the 13th.
I think he's been fine. I thought Kemp's doing. He's taking a leadership role. I don't think any other state is really that far behind him, the ones that are leaning forward. So I hope everything works out, especially we got WSB out there and a few other great stations in Georgia. And hope everything works out for us because we have to stand up the economy. There's a downside to being too safe. We have to take some risks. And taking risks with the right people that are not outright more susceptible to this virus. So the other big story, because I don't want to take too much time away from Admiral Stravitis, because I got to talk about what's happening with China with one of the most respected military people in the entire nation. I have to talk about, too, what's happening with the Michael Flynn thing. I know Michael Flynn as much as I could over the last 2.5 years, read his book, got a chance to know him. I know he's a great person who doesn't mind ruffling feathers, and he's blunt talking in a Patton-esque way. And there's no doubt about it in my mind, he was set up by the FBI, who wanted him out, directly. So there's new evidence coming forward that they were about to close the case. And guess who comes in and says, leave it open? Peter Strzok. Guess what memo comes forward? Here, CH team conducted a check of logistical databases. They're looking, this is a memo in Crossfire Razor. Crossfire Razor was the name to take down Flynn of the operation. So here's the memo. I'll give you an excerpt. The CH team conducted a check of logistical databases for any derogatory information on Crossfire Razor. No derogatory information. They're about to let him go, right? Peter Strzok comes in and says, hey, don't close it. For those people who see the agenda, how Comey was bragging about trying to capture him, with, he wasn't ready without any attorneys before Reince Priebus took place, that they never were able to do this in the Bush and Obama administrations. Now, all of a sudden, there's some pushback in the Washington Post. There's some pushback in the New York Times among Andrew Weissman, who really worked for Mueller and it pretty much is pit bull. He says all this evidence that he was set up, the memos that were released, don't mean anything. Cut 21.
I was in the Department of Justice for over 20 years, and I think the way I look at this is from the parochial point of view of what I think the department is doing, which I think the department is trying to soften the blow and make it politically easier for the president to pardon General Flynn. The disclosure of documents from a purported neutral team that is reviewing the Flynn case seems kind of laughable to me.
Laughable, right? Because it's not you, Andrew Weissman. You wasted everybody's time and the taxpayer dollars in the Mueller investigation. You knew he was not giving away the farm with the Russians. Did you watch him in action? Did you see what he's done? K.T. McFarland was the deputy until she was ousted, too, and targeted, and she believes she knows why. Cut 31.
What's the end result of all this? I mean, why are they doing this? Why do they think they can get away with it? They were desperate to stop Flynn because Flynn had a plan to reorganize the intelligence community, all 16 agencies, reform it, streamline it, reduce it. They had to take a preemptive strike against Flynn before he could go and start carving up their old, their fiefdoms. And that's one of the major motivations in addition to trying to get Trump. You know, Flynn and I were collateral damage. We didn't matter.
He was DIA director, and Obama didn't like the fact that he was very critical of the passage of intelligence from a central CENTCOM to the White House. He wanted to restructure things, hired in 2012, fired in 2014 by Barack Obama, who seems to be obsessed with Michael Flynn. I want to see the next chapter here. To say it's laughable, it's because it's not your life, Andrew Weissman. You blow up other people's lives. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Admiral James Servetus, and we're going to go with Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia, and then we follow up with you. Big show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by loose debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Loose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels
muscles and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
This is Fox on Justice. As Italy begins to emerge from the worst of its deadly encounter with the coronavirus, questions are being asked. Were health officials negligent in their response to the outbreak? More than 25,000 people have died in Italy. An official investigation is looking into how one hospital in the Lombardy region responded when the virus first hit. It's alleged hospital officials did not realize they were dealing with the coronavirus and failed to stop it from spreading outside the hospital, especially into nursing homes and elder residences, where many people were mistakenly told it was the flu. Luca Fusco, whose father died of COVID-19, launched a Facebook group, We Will Report. More than 45,000 people have joined. Fusco says he's not targeting healthcare workers, many of whom were victims themselves, but rather regional health officials who set policy. The Facebook page says whoever turned their head will have to pay. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with South by Southwest director of film Janet Pearson. South by Southwest is one of the first major film festivals to go virtual after being canceled due to COVID-19. Prime Video presents the South by Southwest 2020 Film Festival Collection. It's free for at-home viewers through May 6th. Pearson says the decision to pivot online happened quickly.
And we thought, what a great opportunity for the films that wanted to opt in to get to a large audience.
Participation was open, but Pearson notes it doesn't work for all filmmakers.
We knew off the top that the other films that were involved with other streamers weren't going to be part of this, that already had different release dates. And there's also a lot of films that are looking for distribution and are looking for their financial viability.
They do have 7 features, including My Darling Vivian and I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, 3 episodic premieres and 29 shorts.
It's a collection that gives you a real taste of the kind of diversity and range of films that we show. It's an experiment, too. We kind of can't wait to see who tunes in.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
As the world battles coronavirus, China is expanding and cementing its influence across the globe.
The Chinese Communist Party is exploiting the world's focus on COVID-19 crisis by continuing its provocative behavior.
In Hong Kong, scores of opposition figures have been arrested over the last couple of weeks. It's the biggest roundup in recent memory. Leading activists, high-profile former lawmakers, and a media tycoon all locked up. In the South China Sea, the Chinese have announced the formation of 2 new administrative areas, reinforcing their claim to an area of 1.2 million square miles, expanding sovereignty over disputed islands and making them effectively a district of China.
A portion of Benjamin Hall's great report on Fox and Friends today, talking about what China's doing after causing the world, 184 nations, to be poisoned with their virus. And, of course, they paid a price, but we're paying a bigger one. So are they using this as an opportunity to heal the world? No, they're looking to dominate the world. Let's see what Admiral James Chavitas thinks. His Sailing True North is still out there. Also, AdmiralStab.com is the chance to follow what he thinks. Admiral, what's your reaction to China's actions?
Well, Brian, let's start with what the reporter mentioned about the South China Sea. I mean, this is truly outrageous behavior. South China Sea is the size of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea combined, and China claims it as territorial seas. It's outrageous. And what they're in the process of doing is building these artificial islands. And what the reporter mentioned was now they're calling these artificial islands, which, by the way, are destroying the environment, artificial islands. They've got airstrips, tanks, missiles, and they're claiming that these are administrative units of China, kind of like Guam or Puerto Rico in the United States. They're saying they're not quite a state, but they're the next thing to it. So they're cementing these claims. And lastly on this, Brian, I'll tell you, it's been on my mind a lot because one of the U.S. warships that the administration has correctly sent into the South China Sea to push back on these outrageous claims is named the USS Barry. And if you look at my bio, you'll see that was my first command. When I was a young, late 30-something commander in the Navy, I commanded the destroyer Barry. So I'm very proud to see that ship part of these freedom of navigation patrols in the South China Sea. It's only one part of what China is doing globally to push on the rest of the world utterly inappropriately in the wake of this devastating virus.
Which they caused. So, Admiral, you're probably not going to like this report. It turns out that China says it expelled the USS Navy vessel Barry from the hotly contested waters in the South China Sea. It said the USS Barry had illegally entered China's territorial waters. NBC tried to reach, I guess an NBC report, reached out to American officials who were not immediately available to comment. So Barry has been confronted, and do you know, I don't know if you have a radar installation at your house, do you know if this is true?
I am in constant contact with Navy officials, and if you go to the Twitter feed of the Chief of Navy Information, the head of our public affairs, he tweeted yesterday a picture of the Barry in the South China Sea, and the tweet was, "Sure doesn't look like expelled to me." So, yes, Barry is nice. Doing her mission. We'll continue to do it. We're going to see again and again confrontations in the South China Sea, and believe me, the U.S. Navy is ready for them.
So there's other reports, too. As you know, the European Union was going to come out and condemn Russia's actions, but China specifically in a missive. China got word on that. They put their diplomats in action, and they told the EU, take out condemnation of our actions with the advent of this virus, and they did. So the UK has been aggressive. Australia says we're doing an investigation. We obviously have been aggressive, but it's really important to work all our allies so they know that we're in this together, right? And are we doing that?
100% correct. I think you played a clip a few moments ago of Secretary of State Pompeo. That's his job. I think he's doing a good job. He's out there on foot patrol. I can't remember the last time the guy was in the United States. He's out there talking to all the allies and pushing them hard. And we've got to do it because Russia is going to obviously line up with China. That's the way this century is unfolding. But the Europeans have got to stand with us on this. And I think over time they will. Give them a little bit more time. The Japanese will stand with us on this over time, certainly Australia, New Zealand. I think you'll see many of our partners and friends, not formal treaty allies, but partners and friends in the Southern Hemisphere as this thing really ramps up. Brazil, India, Nigeria, South Africa, that pendulum of disapproval is swinging against China. And despite their efforts to kind of buy support around the world, I don't think it's going to work because the economic consequences of this are just going to be extremely devastating, particularly to nations in the southern part of the world as the virus really bites down there. So, yes, we need to conduct a global campaign that says the following to China. You have to open up. There has to be a full investigation, combined investigation, fine, but we've got to have U.S., British, Australian representatives in this investigation. And you're going to have to come clean on what happened so we can avoid this happening again. And I'll conclude by saying if they don't do that, not only are they going to suffer over time a real fraying of their influence in the world, Brian, but I think it will give more headwind to this these conspiracy theories that China did this deliberately. I don't believe that for a minute. Absolutely. I think it was sloppy handling of some kind, or it might have come out of a wet market. But show us the facts, and then we can judge what's appropriate about what we should do next collectively.
Gotcha. Admiral, thanks so much. Pick up sailing true north. We'll find out with the next chapter. Admiral, thanks so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
News Town Hall with President Trump.
We must also do everything in our power to restore prosperity for the American worker.
As the nation continues to make progress against COVID-19, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum moderate live from D.C. Watch as the president takes questions on reopening the country and strategy to restore the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely.
America Together, returning to work with President Donald Trump, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What happens when oil prices drop into the negatives? Here to talk me through all of this is Fox Business Network financial correspondent Jackie DeAngelis.
If you're an oil producer, you would have to pay someone to take a barrel of oil off your hands. And the reason that happened is because demand collapsed.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Saving you money. I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. Can't pay your mortgage or credit card bills because of coronavirus? A survey by LendingTree found that more than 90% of people who ask for a break on their monthly bill have been successful. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at the organization, says don't wait to reach out to your lender.
There's no need to wait until your payment deadline is right upon you.
Some lenders may offer lower rates, deferred payments, or extended payment deadlines. Schultz says consumers have more power than they realize.
It's in banks' best interest to work with you because these banks want to keep long-term relationships with folks who are good customers.
He says when calling, be prepared for long wait times. Get the terms of your agreement with the lender in writing, and from the name of the rep you spoke to what was discussed, don't forget to take meticulous notes.
The more organized that you can be, the better off you are.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
A Fox News Town Hall with President Trump.
We must also do everything in our power to restore prosperity for the American worker.
As the nation continues to make progress against COVID-19, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum moderate live from D.C. Watch as the president takes questions on reopening the country and strategy to restore the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely.
America Together, returning to work with President Donald Trump, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What happens when oil prices drop into the negatives? Here to talk me through all of this is Fox Business Network financial correspondent Jackie DeAngelis.
If you're an oil producer, you would have to pay someone to take a barrel of oil off your hands. And the reason that happened is because demand collapsed.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America.
look at tonight is a shame. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
The doctor's now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, makes today's Dean's List for announcing he's donating $1 billion to COVID-19 response and relief efforts. The financial commitment represents 28% of Mr. Dorsey's net worth and will reportedly be funded by the entrepreneur's Square shares. Mr. Dorsey wrote in a Twitter post that he plans on selling his Square equity since he currently owns more shares in Square than Twitter. He hopes to reduce the impact of the donation by selling them over an extended period of time. The money will be distributed to various relief efforts through the Start Small Foundation, and Mr. Dorsey plans on offering full transparency of his donations by tracking them through a public Google document. Jack says he's doing this because the needs are increasingly urgent. I hope, he writes, this inspires others to do something similar. Thank you, Jack Dorsey. Your contribution is incredibly generous and much appreciated. Janice Dean, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I want to make sure that if you lose your job because of mitigation, we want to make sure that you receive 100% of your pay. But what we don't want to do in unemployment is to pay you more than you actually received when you were working. It is not good for the economy to pay people more not to work than actually work. And that's what we're doing. And this has become a magnet to draw people out of the workforce. We'll never have an economic recovery until we fix this. You should get 100% of your wages up to $50,000, but you should never be paid more in unemployment than your employer pays you.
Wow, and that was a fear among people like Ben Sasse and Lindsey Graham when we passed the third rescue package, and it's coming to fruition perhaps. But let's ask Eugene Scalia that. He's the United States Secretary of Labor. We always love having him on. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for joining us. What do you feel about what Lindsey Graham just said? Do you have the same concern?
Hey, Brian, it's good to be back with you, too. Of course, Senator Graham is talking about the enhanced unemployment benefits that President Trump signed into law back in March under what we call the CARES Act. And as you know, it's a $600 weekly payment that people who are unemployed because of the virus will receive on top of what's provided by their state in unemployment insurance. And by the way, before I get to your question, let me say that as of earlier this week, all 50 states are now making that additional payment available. The states, as you know, have some really antique computer systems which have presented challenges for them, but we are working with them, and they're making progress in getting payments out. What Senator Graham identifies is a concern that has been voiced by others. It's critical for people to understand that if you have a job to go back to, you should not be remaining on unemployment. You've seen governors now beginning to reinforce that to their state agencies and to their businesses. Unemployment is for those who can't get a job. It's not for those who have a job, and the states will need to administer the program accordingly.
So that's true. So out of all the states, what's the greatest challenge? I know in New York, I can't tell you how many people say, I just still can't get through. It's not your fault. You just got the job. You don't set up unemployment system in states. But what states are creating the greatest frustration for you, Secretary Scalia?
Well, you're right that these are state computer systems, and the decision was made when CARES was enacted. The administration did express concerns about how antique these systems are, but they're state computer systems that have some challenges in processing the claims. Brian, I think we're seeing progress on that front. What we're seeing is that the states are catching up. You're right. New York was one that had some problems there. I know that I believe early on Pennsylvania had some problems, but the states are catching up. We're doing what we can. We have put them in touch with our chief technology officer here at the Labor Department, and there's also a special agency at the White House, the U.S. Digital Service, that we've offered assistance to all the states from the U.S. Digital Service, and I think now more than 10 states are using that support. Mm-hmm. By the way, just one funny story. I was talking to one governor, can't recall what state, but they actually had to go to Latvia to find people who knew their computer program. The computers were so old. That's the part of what the states are dealing with right now.
Unbelievable. Hopefully it's a wake-up call, and there'll be financing for this and pandemic aid and everything you need to make sure that we don't get caught short again. So you did something really important. And every state, whether you own a dry cleaner or you own a series of restaurants, it's up to you to now all of a sudden make your place pandemic-friendly. And a lot of us don't have that experience. You put together a 35-page booklet, guidance for preparing your workspace for COVID-19. I mean, for example, some businesses think they're most productive when they flatten out, get rid of cubicles, and put all the desks together. And they thought it was more great for productivity. That's not good in this era, correct?
Well, an office that has a layout like that is obviously, in light of COVID, going to have to take a look at precautions it puts in place. And as you say, we're putting out guidance for a variety of industries through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. That's part of the Labor Department. It's working with the CDC to give guidance to businesses on steps they can be taking to make sure workers are safe. And we work together with CDC as well as the White House with respect to meatpacking. As you know, we had a real problem developing there, both a health problem and also a production problem. And so the president has ordered those facilities to stay open to protect the food supply. But we've gotten together with CDC to give guidance on how that can be done in a way that's healthy. And as we get employee complaints, and we are receiving them, we'll be investigating those to make sure that workplaces are safe.
Because that was one of the main reasons they were shutting down. People were getting infected in those situations. And we're looking at some video. The nature of the job means you got to be shoulder to shoulder. Is there a cure-all for that?
Well, one of the changes that we've recommended, CDC recommended, and that the plants are making is to spread workers out. Get them 6 feet apart wherever you can, where you can't. You're going to have more protective equipment, you know, a face mask or a shield to be extra careful. Another change we suggest, and it's being made, is I think what you were suggesting, like a plexiglass partition. So that's another precaution. But Brian, I should make clear one thing. Obviously, this is an illness that can occur in the workplace, manifest itself there. But sometimes what's happening is there are communities where there's a lot of spread, and that's brought into the workplace. And that was a big part of what we were seeing with meatpacking. It was back home. It was maybe even the commute in. So we need to look at those sources as well.
Wow. I mean, there's so many different things. As long as people understand, you're not going to get anywhere if we sit blaming and say, how could you? We're in such unprecedented times. And I think the minute people start approaching these rules and regulations as if we're on the same team, we'll get so much better, so much quicker. And I'm seeing that with a lot of Democratic governors coming to visit the president of the White House and vice versa, not with all. But I want to bring you to another big area. So I own a business, and I want to bring my workers back, and God forbid they get sick. All of a sudden they turn around, and I'm getting a lawsuit, getting another lawsuit. Now you're forcing me back to work, or else I'm not going to get paid. I'm going to sue you. So that's what Mitch McConnell is worried about. As much as we want to be on the side of the worker, we're not going to be able to stand up business if everyone's going to be suing each other. So listen to what he said.
Well, we're open to discussing more money for state and local government. There was a huge amount in the CARES Act already. But what I've said, and what apparently Schumer and Pelosi are unwilling to do or claim they, we shouldn't do, is try to protect all the doctors and nurses and hospitals. And we need to be thinking about the people who are going to fall under this avalanche of lawsuits that's going to hit them just as soon as the pandemic recedes.
So, and there's already seeing it. We're already seeing lawsuits come in. Is it, as much you want to protect every worker, is it necessary to get this liability insurance thing tucked away in order for the economy to start roaring again?
Well, I want to pick up on a comment you made just a moment ago, Brian, just about the reopening. It is happening. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. This is now, May 1st, the 45-day period we had is now passed. So I think there's good news on the horizon, and we can make workplaces safe. I think there are some people out there that maybe are trying to scare people a little bit much. We know the basic measures to be taken. I was at a meeting at the White House with the president, vice president, business leaders Wednesday, hearing about some of the really terrific things that businesses are doing to make sure their workers are going to be safe. And there will be lawsuits. This is America. But I think as employers take the kinds of steps that we're outlining, those lawsuits, as long as employers are taking those steps, those lawsuits won't be meritorious. And I understand Leader McConnell's concern. He's been so terrific in helping us deal with legislation on the virus. So that's an issue to be taken a look at. But I don't think that we want people to be alarmed about returning to work. The steps to take are known. We're continuing to get more word out with CDC, and we'll keep people safe.
Okay. Now, about the numbers. We have 18 states that are moving. We had nine moving into opening up their state to a degree. And then we have nine that never really had the shelter-at-home policies. When can we stop the bleeding in terms of jobs? We're at 30 million unemployed right now. What is, if I was to open up your secret file that showed what your projections and hopes are, what would it say in the secret file, Secretary Scalia?
Hey, Brian, the file's secret. I can't tell you that. No kidding.
Just between us.
Yeah, right, just the two of us. You mentioned 30 million. We announced that earlier this week. We're now at 30 million Americans that filed for unemployment, which is just so hard to say, hard to hear. And, we know how difficult it's been. A lot of them are people who never filed for unemployment, never thought they'd do it, but felt they needed to now. But the good news is that, as you say, places are reopening, and governors that have been working hard to get unemployment payments out are very soon going to be wanting working hard to make sure that those same people are going back to work. This is the point Senator Graham was making earlier. They'll want to be working with the state agencies to reconnect workers with their employer. This Paycheck Protection Program, I think, will help with that. So I think we'll be seeing a turnaround of employment soon. There's still going to be unemployment filings. There are shock waves that will happen. We're seeing that. But these numbers, as large as they are, Brian, they didn't come about because there was an underlying fundamental weakness in the economy. They came about because of state orders to close workplaces. And those orders are slowly being pulled back. And workers are coming back to work. So I do think we're starting to turn that corner.
All right. You got one of the hardest jobs around. People really count on you. Secretary of Labor, Eugene Scalia, thanks so much.
Brian, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Coming up next, Congressman Doug Collins. He wants to weigh in on China, Joe Biden's comments, and his quest to be the next senator from Georgia.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
The one person in life that's always been in your corner is mom. From guiding you through life's mishaps to offering real-world advice and a shoulder to lean on, mom's made the ultimate investment in you. So this Mother's Day, celebrate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful Mother's Day gifts, bouquets, and arrangements. They're a great way to make every mom feel loved when it matters most. All blooms from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and her amazement. And 1-800-Flowers is committed to safety of their team members and your family, so all deliveries are contactless. Picking an early delivery date ensures that your bouquet will arrive in time to make Mom's Day special. Don't put this off. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order Mother's Day gifts, bouquets, or arrangements, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code GIFT. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code GIFT.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
I've got a snack that'll add a little kaboom to your keto diet. Or would that be keto boom? Either way, Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds have the bold flavor that outshines other low-carb snacks. And if keto's not your thing, you'll still love the high protein these rinds deliver. Flavors like Korean kimchi barbecue, honey chipotle, pineapple ancho chili, and more. Visit porkrinds.com to find your flavor boom.
Visit porkrinds.com today for your Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. If you know the all-female band The Go-Go's from the 80s, you know these ladies didn't hold back on much. Go-Go's bassist Kathy Ballantyne has recalled how band members allowed themselves to be photographed in their underwear for the cover of Rolling Stone in 1982, even though none of them wanted to do it. The group was directed by star photographer Annie Leibovitz, which is one of the reasons why the group decided to change out of the clothes they had picked for the shoot. Ballantyne telling Yahoo in a new interview, the band was really bothered by the Rolling Stone cover, but didn't want to rock the boat because Leibovitz told them to just give it a try. Another reminder to stick to your first instinct when it comes to a forever photo. Ballantyne's book, All I Ever Wanted, a rock and roll memoir, was published last month. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. In any race, it helps to have a head start. And so, in the race to develop a coronavirus vaccine, a team of researchers from Montana and Oxford, England, may be in the lead because they had a head start. Last year, the Jenner Institute at Oxford University developed a vaccine for a different coronavirus. They've now adapted it for the virus that causes COVID-19. And in late March, scientists at the Rocky Mountain Laboratory in Hamilton, Montana, tried out the vaccine on 6 monkeys that were exposed to heavy levels of the virus. 28 days later, the monkeys were virus-free and had no ill effects. According to the New York Times, the researchers hope for an emergency approval from regulators. And if they get it, they expect to develop 1 million doses of the vaccine by September. That would be substantially sooner than most health experts predict. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What they did to General Flynn was a disgrace. Well, it was a total disgrace. It's shocking.
Bringing him back into your administration.
Well, I think he's a fine man. I think it's terrible what they did to him. It's something that nobody's asked me, but you're asking me for the first time. I would certainly consider it. Yeah, I would.
Really, the president yesterday, as more revelations come out about notes were taken from FBI agent to FBI agent to target Flynn, I believe set him up. And then you have Peter Strzok when they said they found nothing, came out and basically said, keep it open. And they did. They got their interview and then they got their man. But now they may be facing justice. Joining us now is Congressman Doug Collins, always like the congressman on. He's also campaigning somehow in the middle of a pandemic to be the next senator from Georgia. Congressman, your reaction to the president's statement there. I know what you think, but what do you think we've learned over the next few days, over the last few days, that may change that judge's mind?
We've now... I think, Brian, it's good to be with you again. This is something we've been talking about a long time. What we have now seen is what we've been talking about for several years now is that we actually are showing proof. We're actually seeing Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney, did a great job of pushing this issue, getting this stuff uncovered. And, frankly, Attorney General Barr, by appointing another U.S. Attorney Jensen to actually look into this, has forced the hand. We're seeing notes now that we've talked about all along that Comey and Strzok and McCabe and Page, all these were corrupt, and that they were doing things off book. Well, now we actually can see that they were actually a plan behind It was not just off the cuff. It was not just, hey, what this happened is a mistake, as the liberal media said. Oh, it was just, a mistake or indiscretion. No, it's not. This is a planned attack on the President of the United States through General Flynn. Did it when he's a candidate, did it when he's president, and now these notes show that that's what I think is going to, play heavily on the judge, and especially when his previous attorneys also didn't turn over these Brady kind of materials. This is what we've been arguing about the entire time, and it shows that we've been right.
Basically, the FBI memo on Crossfire Razor, which is targeting Flynn, January 4th, the CH team conducted a check of logistical databases for any derogatory information on Crossfire Razor, Flynn. No derogatory information was identified on the FBI holdings. Peter Strzok would text later to an unknown person same day, hey, don't close Razor. A few days later, they had the interview. They got the information. They never tell them they got the tapes. They didn't do, they treat him like they would treat a mobster. They didn't do him like they would treat anybody. They treated him in order to entrap, use leverage, and get him out.
And completely. I mean, what we have to see here, this is something for everybody to remember, because it's easy now, we're dealing with a lot of other things. Let's go back and review here. Remember McCabe. Remember the interesting party here. McCabe was written a memo. He was the one to smooth it over with Flynn to have the interview done. This is the man who lied to his colleagues. He lied to his colleagues and was fired because of it, but yet was never charged. Flynn was never charged with Russia collusion or anything else. He was charged with lying on a set-up, now we know, interview that from James Comey and Jim Comey's position said I could get away with it, but just because I could. I mean, if that's the most arrogant, shameless position I've ever heard in my life, that to put this into context, the man who proclaims himself to be Superman, Jim Comey, said I used my position to get at somebody knowing that I could simply because I wanted to further an agenda with Strzok and Page and rest. But when it gets to the point of when you understand why this happened, if it can happen to them, it can happen to you and me, Brian. And that's what's got to be out there. We've got to formalize ways to get this stopped.
All right, so there is a vacancy in the Senate seat. Kelly Loeffler was given that by Governor Kemp. In terms of polling right now, Doug Collins, you lead in the poll with 29% of the vote in Georgia, and the Kelly Loeffler and the Democrat are tied beneath you. Georgia is a changing state. Why do you think that you're leading despite the fact that Governor picked somebody else?
Well, we're also leading despite the fact that Senator Loeffler spent over $11 million attacking me and trying to promote herself. This is not just nobody does not know who she is. They know who she is, and they just choose because we have been the ones that have been fighting for them. We're the ones that actually have a clear, coherent message on how we actually work to take care of our constituents, but also to support the president, to support our ticket. And we've been going around with a message of conservatism that didn't actually resonate with people. And that's what we've seen all along in this discussion. And it's actually shown out on this poll. And among Republicans, we're up 62-18. And our understanding, you can spend all the money you want, but when you have unfavorable ratings of -28, right, people are just not resonating.
How's Georgia doing? We only got a minute left. How's Georgia doing since Brian Kemp made the bold move to open up the state?
The state's coming along. I mean, there's certain areas that still have some concerns. My area up in here, we're still seeing some rising, but people are slowly but surely getting out. The stay-in-place order it lifted last night. I think it's going to be a little bit of time before people are very just openly ready to go out. But we are moving forward, and we got to get the economy open back up at some point.
Yeah, life is not without risk, and Georgia's taking the plunge. The country has got to get going again while being responsible. Congressman, have a great weekend. I know you don't take any time off, but I know you'll be working through it. Congressman Doug Collins, appreciate your time.
Brian, thanks a bunch. Take care.
You got it. Hey, go to BrianKillme.com. Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, now available for young readers. And Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, coming out on paperback May 12th. Pre-order it now. Don't move.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. a 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast Fund Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast Fund Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. While other states are slowly reopening, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says new cases of coronavirus in the Empire State are still too high.
The new cases walking in the door, the new COVID cases, the number of new infections, was also down a little bit, 831. It had been relatively flat at about 900 every day, which is not great news.
Cuomo did not give a timeline, but said he would not bow to pressure from citizens to open too soon. Overseas, Eurostar says starting Monday, all passengers have to wear face masks as a safeguard against coronavirus, both on its trains and in its stations. That'll be in line with guidelines announced by the French and Belgian governments. Passengers without masks could be refused travel. No mention of harassment or assault in Tara Reid's complaint about former Vice President Joe Biden.
The former Senate staffer who alleges Joe Biden sexually assaulted her 27 years ago says she filed a limited report with the Congressional Personnel Office that didn't explicitly accuse him of sexual assault or harassment. In an interview, Tara Reid says that she was, quote, too scared to write about sexual assault. Reid described the report after discovered additional transcripts and notes from its interviews with Reid last year, in which she says she, quote, chickened out after going to the Senate Personnel Office. Interviewed Reid in 2019 after she accused Biden of uncomfortable and inappropriate touching. She did not raise allegations of sexual assault against Biden until this year. I'm Shelley Antler.
Federal appeals court declined to block the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Maryville Baptist Church to hold drive-in worship services while adhering to public health requirements. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
In sports, the Cowboys pick up a veteran quarterback.
Two people with knowledge of the situation tell the Associated Press the Dallas Cowboys have signed Andy Dalton to a one-year deal 2 days after he was released by the Bengals. The contract guarantees the former Cincinnati starter $3 million and could be worth up to $7 million, although he is expected to serve as Dak Prescott's backup. The Houston native led TCU to an undefeated season that included a Rose Bowl victory over Wisconsin during the 2010 campaign. He led the Bengals to 5 playoff berths in his 9 seasons with the team, but was never able to win a playoff game. Dalton owns most of Cincinnati's passing records and started 13 games for the Bengals last season. I'm Dave Ferry.
Speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN's reporting the Chicago Bears decided not to exercise the fifth-year option on quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who was taken as the Bears as the second overall pick in the 2017 draft. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After widespread opposition, the organization overseeing internet domain names has voted against the $1.1 billion sale of the .org online registry to an investment firm.
The board of the Los Angeles-based Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers voted not to allow the sale to Ethos Capital of the website suffix that is widely used by nonprofits and community groups. Activist politicians and hundreds of organizations had protested that costs for nonprofits would rise and freedom of expression would be at risk if a for-profit company were in charge of .org, one of the original domains created in the mid-1980s. Patrick Frost reporting.
Labrador Retrievers remain the nation's most popular purebreds for the 29th year. That's a record. The rest of the top 10, according to the American Kennel Club, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, Bulldogs, Poodles, Beagles, Rottweilers, German Short-Haired Pointers, and Pembroke Welsh Corgis. This is STownHall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Although shortly, and the current senator, Kelly Loeffler, will be here. We're also following some breaking news, and that, of course, is Joe Biden speaking out for the first time on sexual assault. We'll be covering that. We also have a series of protests scheduled sometime within this hour. We're going to be protesting in front of the White House to reopen the state. In Maryland, there's going to be protests. There's going to be protests, big protests in Michigan as well. And there's very angry people using the legal venue to reopen the beaches in Newport and Huntington Beach. Out of all the beaches in California, let's just punish those who happen to be in a conservative enclave. Good job, Governor Newsom. So we're following a lot of that as this country on May 1st begins to reopen. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
There is Joe Biden. We'll give you some more of his denials and talk about that with Geraldo. He breaks the silence about the sexual assault. His supporters swimming through an ocean of hypocrisy have already said they believe him. Really? Over Tara Reid? Wow, fascinating. Let's see how the Democrats handle this crisis management moment.
Number two. The FBI didn't follow protocols and went so far as to go and question him with a motive
in mind, General Flynn has literally lost everything. It's wrong, it's corrupt, and someone needs to pay.
That is Nikki Haley. She knows how it works. And she also is very disturbed at what happened. Michael Flynn, closer to justice perhaps, will tell you the new evidence showing he was set up as the best of the best way in, including with Geraldo, on the fate of the three-star general.
Number one. The fact that we're premising an enormously consequential set of policies that have shut down the economy on that hope, we cannot wait to reopen the economy for a vaccine. We have to reopen the economy today.
There you go. Reopening to a degree. This is a reopening day in the United States of America. Let's hope the long road to normalcy has begun. And with that, let's bring in Geraldo Rivera in Ohio, where your governor, who was one of the first to crack down, also said something kind of interesting, Geraldo. So you don't have to wear masks. It's up to you.
I think the strong social pressure, as I take my bicycle around, I wear my bandana, I don't want to get stared at. But I think that that's fine. I also note that Governor DeWine is probably the most popular elected official in the country today because of the early steps he took. He has just extended to May 29th many of the restrictions on life. I've offered my listeners on my little local radio program that I'd buy at Harbor Inn, my favorite dive bar, on the day those restrictions were lifted. Brian, I'll have you at least come in by remote.
That would be great. One way or another. So the other story that happened while we were on the air, it looks like Senator and former Senator and former Vice President Joe Biden is finally addressing allegations that he sexually assaulted in 1993 Tara Reid. He's been ignoring it, leaving his surrogates out there to answer those questions and anchors to not ask the questions on many cases. So here he is with his explanation. Cut 32.
Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Do you remember her? Do you remember any types of complaints that she might have made?
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago. And I don't remember, nor does anyone else that I'm aware of. And the fact is that I don't remember. I don't remember any complaint ever having been made.
Okay. So far, what's your take on that?
Well, I think that it is very sad to me, but I have no doubt that to the vast majority of people watching Tara Reid, watching the former vice president, that whether or not you believe her has everything to do with whether or not you intend to vote for Biden or for Trump. It is seen through the prism of politics. It's not about credibility. It's about partisanship and rooting for one side or the other. It's very clear that the woman's, well, not the woman's movement generally, but the Me Too movement and the activists who so chopped up Brett Kavanaugh, ruining his life in some ways. They had a political agenda, as now revealed by their equivocal or their lack of firm belief in the accuser in this particular instance. They want to believe, Christy Blasey Ford. They don't want to believe Tara Reid. So that's where it stops. It stops at the political line. It doesn't go into the veracity or credibility of the witness.
They continue with this line of questioning. Cut 33.
I'm confident there's nothing. No one ever brought it to the attention of me 27 years ago. This is any assertion at all. No one that I'm aware of in my campaign, my Senate office at the time, is aware of any such request and or any such complaint. I'm not worried about it at all. If there is a complaint, that's where it would be. That's where it would be filed.
Well, he also urges them to go to the National Archives and look up if anything has been filed before in the past.
I think that's preposterous.
But the problem is, Go ahead.
I think that the National Archives, that's the museum of every document that ever existed in America. Why not Biden's personal files at the University of Delaware? Is it a fact that members of his staff have gone through those files in recent weeks and months looking for Tara Reid allegations, that they've had unfettered access to those files and the ability to edit what's in there? I think that it's there's an outrage brewing there. It will be a fact matter whether or not there was a complaint filed. I think, Brian, that the most compelling piece of evidence that I have heard is the Larry King show, where you had a caller from San Luis Obispo, where Tara Reid's mom was living at the time, who said she was the mom of a Washington staffer who had been assaulted and was hesitant to go public because she didn't want to ruin her chances to get on with life in Washington, D.C., and she didn't want to damage the reputation of the prominent senator that against whom the allegations were lodged. I mean, if that conversation can be vetted, that is to say, can people who knew the mother listen to that tape and say that's the mother? I think that goes a long way toward contemporaneous corroboration that would make the vice president's position very uncomfortable, Brian.
What's really kind of interesting, too, is one of the people said one thing you could do is, you mentioned, go to the University of Delaware, go to the Biden papers. I think it's the Biden School of Business or Politics. And it turns out there were staffers there last month who were going through the paperwork. I don't know if they were going through for any other reason. It was just coincidence. Or were they pulling a Sandy Berger, grab some pages, stick it in your shorts, and run for the hills? But that looks suspicious, doesn't it?
The closing of the ranks around the target of the investigation is always suspect. If you have that kind of motion, even as these questions are being asked, where key staffers frantically access an archive that has not been accessed in recent months or years, has been kind of an afterthought. If suddenly they're scurrying in real time to go through those files, who was there with them when that process was happening? Was there a curator or a librarian or, you know, some objective observer watching that process, or were those files allowed in the hands of the Biden staffers without any kind of supervision? I think that those kinds of fact questions will dominate Joe Biden for the near term. That's what I think, Brian.
Very interesting. So I want to move over to Mike Flynn. And, you know, there's some pushback on the Flynn side from the Washington Post and others, people like Andrew Weissman, who say it's laughable to think that these new revelations of these notes do anything to this case except for to basically loosen up the restraints on President Trump actually exonerating and pardoning Michael Flynn. I want you to hear what Andrew Weissman, who is the guy who did all the work in the Mueller report, Cut 21.
I was in the Department of Justice for over 20 years, and I think the way I look at this is from the parochial point of view of what I think the department is doing, which I think the department is trying to soften the blow and make it politically easier for the president to pardon General Flynn. The disclosure of documents from a purported neutral team that is reviewing the Flynn case seems kind of laughable to me.
Is it laughable to you?
I think that he is outrageous, and it makes me furious to listen to him. What's the crime here? General Flynn, the National Security Advisor designate, talked to Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. Hey, how you doing? What's up? What's up? Then the FBI, with malice in its heart, seeks out General Flynn, grills him about that meeting. He gets on the defensive. He's not aware of the fact that they are coming to trap him, to trip him up. Now the documents reveal they had one of two motives. Either they're going to catch him in a lie, or they're going to force him by humiliation and confrontation to confess, which is ultimately what they did. confess, your life is going to be ruined, your kid's going to be suffering, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to defend yourself. But what was the crime? A conversation with the Russian ambassador? With someone alleging that Flynn was undermining the democracy? I think it is absolutely outrageous. General Flynn should be pardoned. But before he's pardoned, Judge Sullivan, who knows what went down here, should make these, make that, vacate the guilty plea, and let's start from square one now. Okay, government, do you want to prosecute this man on those allegations? Because there's no crime. There's no crime. The crime was the process crime that you, the FBI, created when you confronted, when you ambushed this patriot for reasons that you wanted to get Donald Trump. That's what this is about. This is about getting Donald Trump, vacating the 2016 election. It is infuriating to me that of all the people, Manafort's a sleazebag. You know, I don't give a damn about Manafort, although even there I think that he was treated egregiously. Roger Stone, same thing. But Michael Flynn, who did so much for his country, he was in Afghanistan, he was in all these places for us, and for him to be taken down by bureaucrats who were motivated by their hatred of the president, and they wanted the president out, and this is part of that same phony baloney, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah. I got to take a break, but I want to hear somebody else push back. I'm sure many people did, but the Washington Post, this guy Randall Ellison writes, the claim that Flynn was set up assumes that there was no legitimate reason for the interview. It was all just a trap. That plainly is not true. Flynn was a critical witness in a highly sensitive investigation. The FBI knew he had at least some contacts with the Russian ambassador while working for Trump, even though agents had a recording of a call between Flynn and the ambassador. An interview was essential to ask the many follow-up questions. Like, who was on the call? Who told you to make the call? Were there any other calls or were in any other meetings? Your reaction?
What about the call? What about this call? How you doing? How you doing? You know, I can't wait till I can do business with you out in the open. Let's have a good time and make peace on earth. You know, there's courtesy. There's, you know, informality at a certain level. There's nothing in this allegation that they're plotting that, okay, I'm going to give you the nuclear secrets. If you meet me next Wednesday, I'll tell you how we've programmed to attack the Crimea. You know, it's nothing like that. It's BS, Brian. It's BS. They were flailing around in an investigation that had gotten nowhere, based on George Papadopoulos and all that crap and flawed FISA warrants and all the rest of it. They're striking out. Here we got Flynn. Flynn's a goody two shoes. All you got to do is confront him. He'll fold like a wet banana. I just really think that this shows the FBI had an agenda. The agenda was to get Flynn and to get to Trump through Flynn.
What I would love, and I got to go, but that judge who is so brutal and dismissive and insulting to General Flynn, to say, I'm looking at all this stuff, reading it, seeing a new representation, I apologize, you're free. So this way that keeps Trump out of it, it'll keep politics out of it, and that same judge will be converted. That would be the ultimate irony. And maybe even CNN and MSNBC would cover it.
Yeah, right. From your lips to God's ears.
So watch the Fox Nation special with Araldo. I'm listening to some of the clips. They're fantastic. Go order Fox Nation. It's 99 cents a month for this special. Araldo, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Brian, talk to you.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to
try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
This is Fox on Justice. Most court trials are on hold during the pandemic, but a Florida case is moving forward, and the outcome could play a role in the 2020 presidential election. It's a dispute over how much convicted felons in the state have to pay before they can regain their right to vote. Under a new Florida law, someone with a felony conviction is required to pay a variety of fines and fees ordered by the court. The total amount varies, but can add up to around $800 in some parts of the state. Public defenders and voting rights groups are suing. They argue these fees amount to a poll tax that many former prison inmates simply can't afford. Lawyers for Governor Ron DeSantis are defending the fees, arguing that the money provides a public benefit, including contributions to a crime compensation trust fund and a Crime Stoppers program. If the court strikes down the fee system, it could lead to hundreds of people being added to Florida's voter roll before Election Day. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Saving you money. I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. Can't pay your mortgage or credit card bills because of coronavirus? A survey by LendingTree found that more than 90% of people who asked for a break on their monthly bill have been successful. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at the organization, says don't wait to reach out to your lender.
There's no need to wait until your payment deadline is right upon you.
Some lenders may offer lower rates, deferred payments, or extended payment deadlines. Schultz says consumers have more power than they realize.
It's in banks' best interest to work with you because these banks want to keep long-term relationships with folks who are good customers.
He says when calling, be prepared for long wait times. Get the terms of your agreement with the lender in writing, and from the name of the rep you spoke to what was discussed, don't forget to take meticulous notes.
The more organized that you can be, the better off you are.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everyone. I appreciate it. I'm going to be doing a virtual book event. Go to KRMG, go to their website and find out details for Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers.
You can't travel now. Shouldn't really travel now. I don't want you coming out in big crowds. But I do have changed the paperback, so I wanted to be kind of exciting and a reason to get it. Ron, and actually I was on their morning show today. Ron's listening on KRMG right now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good, good. So you want to find out what's going on with these senators and their stock investments when it became clear the pandemic was going to change things.
Yes, sir. I was kind of curious. So it doesn't seem to be catching much traction, you know.
And, I'm going to have Kelly Loeffler on in 5 minutes. I have Kelly Loeffler on in 5 minutes when I'm going to be on one of my first questions.
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, you just don't hear anybody talking about it, you know. And if there's anybody else, we've already been locked up or something, you know. We've been investigated at least.
Yeah, Senator Burr's caught up in it. Loeffler's caught on it. Senator Feinstein's caught up in it. And we know they're going to get information and they're going to look to move money around. I'm not saying they did, but when it became clear that this virus was uncontrollable and our economy was about to crater, did they actually use that information to save themselves money while we all lost? Thank you. Mike, listen to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Mike, Florida.
Hey, Brian. As a Trump supporter, I'm more than happy to point out the hypocrisy of the I Believe crowd, you know, the Democrats slash media. But let's get real, Brian. It's Sleepy Joe that we want to be running against. When we have this binary choice on November 3rd, this is the guy we want to have on the other side. He can't even put three sentences together that make sense.
Yep, hurt him, don't kill him, right? You don't want to end up going against somebody else, except Bernie. I actually think Bernie's more competent, but his ideas would never resonate with America. I think it'll also hurt Joe Biden because right now only 77% of Bernie supporters will support Biden. That number will lessen, and just a little bit less for Bernie supporters, a little bit more Trump supporters, and it's a big win. But right now Trump is trailing just about every battleground state.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. Get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
A Fox News Town Hall with President Trump.
We must also do everything in our power to restore prosperity for the American worker.
As the nation continues to make progress against COVID-19, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum moderate live from D.C. Watch as the president takes questions on reopening the country and strategy to restore the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely.
America Together, returning to work with President Donald Trump. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What happens when oil prices drop into the negatives? Here to talk me through all of this is Fox Business Network financial correspondent Jackie DeAngelis.
If you're an oil producer, you would have to pay someone to take a barrel of oil off your hands. And the reason that that happened is because demand collapsed.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Tiger King was a pop culture phenomenon, but there's more to this story. Now, Nancy Grace goes inside the jaw-dropping series, asking the unanswered questions.
Did Joe Exotic shoot the tigers? Is there any doubt in your mind that Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, is dead?
With in-depth analysis you won't see anywhere else. It's a must-see investigation only Nancy Grace can deliver. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
from the Fox News Podcast Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
We've seen a lot of influencers, VIPs, and celebrities kind of also support. And the Kardashians, luckily, have been huge supporters since the very beginning. Their entire family has, used our services. So we're really thankful for that.
But, sometimes that's all you need. It's so different these days, spreading word of mouth. It's word of Instagram, really.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? It's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Texas native Matthew McConaughey and his wife Camilla make the Dean's List by donating 80,000 face masks to coronavirus first responders in Texas and Louisiana. The couple dropped off the masks to the Austin Fire Department and tweeted their gratitude. Camilla wrote on Instagram about the donations and said, "Our mission is to protect those who protect us by providing healthcare workers, firefighters, police officers, and others with thousands of masks they need to battle the COVID-19 virus." She also said she hoped the move would inspire to pick a lane and help others wherever that lane is, even if your lane is helping your neighbor, calling people, emotional support, donations, or volunteering. Pick a lane and do it well. Stay strong. This too shall pass. Thank you, Camilla and Matthew, for helping our first responders. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
During a healthcare crisis, unfortunately, Leader McConnell is playing politics and talking about red and blue states. This isn't about politics. It's about people, people's jobs, people's families, people's communities. America needs to do all we can to fight against the coronavirus and rising unemployment. The McConnell plan will only drive up unemployment even higher.
Well, is that in fact the case? Let's ask Majority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Brian.
Hey, I just want to get right into it. Your counterpart, Chuck Schumer, says you're playing politics by saying by showing reluctance to pay the states more money. What's your answer to that?
Well, we're open to discussing more money for state and local government. There was a huge amount in the CARES Act already. But what I've said and what apparently Schumer and Pelosi are unwilling to do or claim we shouldn't do is try to protect all the doctors and nurses and hospitals and brave business people who are going to begin to reopen from the avalanche of lawsuits that is waiting to greet them, which will only further make it difficult for us to get our economy back up and running. So I've said, in addition to considering additional funding for state and local government, even though we've already given them a very large amount of money, we need to be thinking about the people who are going to fall under this avalanche of lawsuits that's going to hit them. Just as soon as the pandemic recedes, the lawyers will come in, and this is an important part of getting our country back to business.
And you know, do you think that the lawyer lobby is playing a role in this? Why Democrats are so dug in on this? Because what you said seems totally logical. I'm looking at story today that the airlines have already been sued over grounded flights. Ticket brokers have been sued over canceled events. Insurers have been sued over coverage limits. Grocers and internet retailers have been sued over rising prices. Hospitals have been sued over the adequacy of protective gear. Universities have been sued over campus closures. Even strip clubs have been sued for federal benefits. So you're already seeing the avalanche of lawsuits. There seems to be a logic to what you're saying, but you're being painted as somebody who doesn't care about workers.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best way to protect the brave people who've been taking care of COVID-19 patients, and it'll take a good deal of bravery to open up your business if there's a lawyer out on the sidewalk looking at every move you make as to whether or not you somehow have been irresponsible in this phase one and two that we move into as we reopen America. That's not the way to get the country going again. And so what I've said, Brian, is, look, we're open to discussing additional assistance, but it's not all about money. It's also about protecting the brave people who took care of us during the pandemic and the brave people who'll be trying to open up their businesses and get back to normal in the wake of all we've experienced.
And just to get another perspective on this, Nancy Pelosi weighed in on a press call I don't think you were on, Cut 23.
I don't think at this time the coronavirus that there's any interest in having any less protection for our workers. Shamefully, Mitch McConnell, I don't know what's going with him, was saying, well, we're not paying for past mistakes. As I said earlier, he points out Illinois. Illinois' trouble came from came from a Republican governor. We don't need any prescription from anybody about mythology or just excuses not to do the job. It's really sad. It's disgraceful.
So saying that, you know, you don't want to pay for people who have fattened their budgets in these states. So what's your reaction to that?
Well, look, there's no question that all governors, regardless of party, would like to have more money. And I'm open to discussing that. But what she's ignoring is the second pandemic, which is going to be lawsuits against doctors, nurses, hospitals, yep, and brave business people who are opening up there. And all I'm saying is the recovery is not just about money, Brian. It's also about safety and being willing to reengage. We can say that the country is opening up, but if people don't come and businesses are afraid to open because of the lawyers that are lurking,
yeah,
on the curbside outside their doors, we won't have the kind of reopening that we want.
And do you want to see a line item? For example, if you do find money, this money is going to pensions or programs, you know, whether it's sanctuary city funding or however they line item it on some of these states, do you want to make sure it doesn't go there? Is there any recourse, or is it, I'll give you the bulk of money if you give me some reform, some protection when it comes to liability?
Yeah, what I've said is we're going to insist upon this reform, which is not related to money, as a condition for going forward. We need to protect the American people and the brave folks who've been on the front line taking care of our patients during this awful pandemic. So getting the country back to normal is not just about spending more money, although I understand that every state and local government in America would like to have more. I'm willing to talk about that, but we need to protect these brave people who've been on the front lines.
All right. In terms of a Rescue 4 package, for lack of a better name, it looks like this is what we're talking about, because in 2 weeks they say the Paycheck Protection Program is going to run out of money again. Do you going to look to do a smaller thing to fix that in exchange for something Democrats want, or go back in again for another major package like Rescue 3?
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to come back to work next Monday. The House is not. We feel like if people on the front lines are willing to work during the pandemic, we should be as well. And so the Senate will come back. We'll be in session next week. We'll practice proper safeguards in the wake of this and work safely in the Senate, but get back to business. We're not going to sit on the sidelines during this period in the Senate. And we're willing to discuss with the House, even if they're not around, we're willing to discuss The way forward, as I've already outlined, provided we have protections for the brave people who've been on the front lines.
So are you, how surprised and, dare I say, disappointed are you the House is going home? I mean, for you guys, are you not any more in danger than they are or safe than they are? That choice, doesn't it hurt the country?
Yeah, look, here's what we're going to do, Brian. We're going to modify routines in ways that are smart and safe. But we're going to honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct critical business, and we're going to do it in person. If it's essential for doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, truck drivers, grocery store workers, and many other brave Americans to keep carefully manning their own duty stations, then my view and the view of my colleagues is it's essential for senators to carefully man ours and support those folks who are out there on the front lines. We're going to focus on concrete steps to strengthen our responses to this complex crisis. And as I said earlier, we're willing to discuss with the Democrats the way forward. We're going to do it with all senators here, not back in their home states. We're all going to be here, and we believe we can man the Senate in a way that's consistent with good practices, proper spacing, masks where appropriate. We believe we can conduct the people's business, and we intend to.
The Congressional Budget Office estimated the GDP will plunge this quarter at a 40% annual rate. The GDP lost 4%. We've never seen numbers like this, I don't think, in our lifetime. What's your reaction to it? Can you put it in perspective, Senator McConnell?
It's been a catastrophic event for our economy. And I congratulate the governors around the country who are beginning to open up consistent with phase one of the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommendations and begin to move us in the direction of getting back to normal. We do need to be aware of proper distancing and wearing masks where appropriate. But I believe we can get back to work in America slowly but surely, and it's certainly the only way. We can't spend our way out of this, Brian. There's not enough money we can borrow to solve this problem until we begin to open up our economy and begin to get back to normal.
Senator, we also look at some of the polling early, even though we're in these very strange times, and we see the president trailing in almost every battleground state. How concerned are you for his reelection and for you holding the majority in the Senate? On a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, first, with regard to the presidential race, the numbers look pretty much like they did against Hillary Clinton at this point in 2016, and yet the president won. We do have a competitive situation in the Senate. I've got a very large class up because this is the class that took the majority in 2014. We have 23 members up. They only have 12. So, yes, we're on defense, and we've got competitive races all over the place. But these are very sharp senators. They were sharp enough to get elected in 14, and I think they'll be sharp enough to get reelected in 20.
Has the president been better or about this as you thought he would be when he got the job? You didn't know him too well before he got the job, and you guys had some rough roads, but you guys seem to be very much in sync. How would you characterize him so far?
Our relationship, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. My relationship with the president?
His relationship and his performance.
Well, I think our relationship's been terrific, and his performance has been outstanding. I mean, look, for example, at what we've done with the judiciary. Two Supreme Court justices, 51 circuit judges. Just to put that in perspective, President Obama did 55 circuit judges in 8 years. We did 51 in a little over three. We transformed the judiciary with young men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of judge is to actually follow the law. So comprehensive tax reform, we had until the pandemic a very hot economy, and that was directly because of the policies of the Trump administration and the Republican Congress, which enacted those policies. So, no, I think the president's done a good job. He has a strong argument for reelection in the fall. And I wouldn't be alarmed by what polls may be showing in April. The election is in November.
Senator Mitch McConnell, we appreciate your time and keep us on good terms. You want to be out now, so I've got to get you out, even though I have 100 more questions to ask you. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
You got it. Appreciate the time. So does our audience. 1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back with your calls and your thoughts. If you, I'm getting some emails too for people applying for the PPP program. One out of every three is giving me a thumbs up. The other two are very disappointed. Hopefully you're just frustrated and success is coming. Talk to Marco Rubio about that, and we'll discuss that too. Also want to talk about China. There seems to be all hands on deck push to really break up with that country economically and understand what they are militarily. Do you think this is short-term or long-term? I think it's long-term. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Loose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Loose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
The one person in life that's always been in your corner is Mom. From guiding you through life's mishaps to offering real-world advice and a shoulder to lean on, Mom's made the ultimate investment in you. So this Mother's Day, celebrate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful Mother's Day gifts, bouquets, and arrangements. They're a great way to make every mom feel loved when it matters most. All blooms from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and her amazement. And 1-800-Flowers is committed to safety of their team members and your family, so all deliveries are contactless. Picking an early delivery date ensures that your bouquet will arrive in time to make Mom's Day special. Don't put this off. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order Mother's Day gifts, bouquets, or arrangements, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code GIFT. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code GIFT.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
A Fox News Town Hall with President Trump.
We must also do everything in our power to restore prosperity for the American worker.
As the nation continues to make progress against COVID-19, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum moderate live from D.C. Watch as the president takes questions on reopening the country and strategy to restore the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely.
America Together, returning to work with President Donald Trump. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What happens when oil prices drop into the negatives? Here to talk me through all of this is Fox Business Network financial correspondent Jackie DeAngelis.
If you're an oil producer, you would have to pay someone to take a barrel of oil off your hands. And the reason that that happened is because demand collapsed.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
There are a lot of ways you can hold them accountable. We're doing very serious investigations, as you probably know. And we are not happy with China. We are not happy with that whole situation because we believe it could have been stopped at the source. It could have been stopped quickly, and it wouldn't have spread all over the world. And we think that should have happened.
As tearing the president up, as is killing him, and so especially the families of those 58,000 that have lost their lives, president saying he's not happy about China. China lashes back out of the U.S., saying they were lying through our teeth on the coronavirus. Here's the quote from the foreign minister spokesperson. Quote, we advise American politicians to reflect on their own problems and try their best to control the epidemic as soon as possible instead of continuing to play tricks to deflect blame. Is that is so tone deaf and ridiculous, it's astounding. Deflect blame on the people that inflicted this disease on us and lied about it and still lie about where it emanated today? And then when Australia says we're doing an independent investigation about how this started and how we got infected, here's what the editor-in-chief of Global Times, run by the government, says. Let me give a coercion to Australia as its attitude towards China becomes worse and worse. Chinese companies will definitely reduce economic cooperation with Australia, and the number of Chinese students and visitors going to Australia will also decrease. Time will prove it all. Right. So you're threatening not to send your students to better universities? Keep them home, and keep them out of our country, too. This is unbelievable. Can you imagine the audacity? Can you imagine if you put carbon dioxide through somebody's house, you killed everyone in it, and when their family came and wanted to crack down on you, you got mad at them? Gail writes me about something. Well, I don't want to talk about China right now. I want to talk about China right now with Howard first. K-O-I-L, Coyle in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Howard.
Hey, Brian. General King warned us yesterday that, again, China is an adversary. It goes beyond trade practices. They have had a direct hand in killing thousands of Americans, not just with COVID, but Korea, Vietnam. They supported the Viet Cong, fentanyl production. The free world needs to band together, confront the bully, stop giving them huge amounts of money so they can build up their war machine, and finally avert. That might allow us to avert war and let these COVID deaths not be in vain.
I hear you, and I think what Japan did, they had a national order. Let's start pulling our manufacturing out of China. Boom. That's it. They're right in their doorstep. They know it's going to mean trouble for them internationally and economically, and they have not been strong economically, and now they're trying to come back from the virus. We have to do something very similar. It's complicated when it comes to the tech firms, but not too complicated when it comes to the essential things like medicines, pharmaceutical products, obviously, all these other PPE things. There's stuff that's got to come out of there right away. I know Walmart and Kmart and all these other companies like Target are going to pay the price, but I'm willing to pay more for some economic freedom, Howard. I hear you. And good thing putting history in. Remember, it was North Korea that invaded South Korea. We came in to prop up our ally, and then China came in to support theirs. And we were at war with them in the 50s, and they cost us countless lives. We killed millions of them. Keith, listen on WDBO in Orlando. Keith.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
The government, via the First Amendment, cannot inhibit, suppress free speech. It's our most basic right. Yet the federal government is giving billions in subsidies and other things to tech companies who are, in fact, suppressing free speech. Your thoughts on that?
I'm befuddled by it at this moment. I don't understand what's going on. And I'll give you an example that really bothers me today. I'm reading in Minneapolis that they didn't like how many people were in the parks. So they took down all the tennis courts, and they took the rims off the backboards. We know last week they put sand in the skate park. Is this America? Get one of these people that work for the state and town to walk around and say, guys, ladies, you got to spread out a little bit. You can't play one-on-one, but, man, you can shoot, right? I could see you going down, and I could put your kid, a little kid, on the swings. It's okay. I don't need to be locked out of my park, out of the high school, which we all paid for, can't run around the track. Can't play tennis. Where did this all come from? Why is this acceptable? Why is the New Jersey governor saying you can't play golf? Why did the New York governor say it's okay? Let them play golf. And by the way, let them use a cart. They got to use one cart. They got to maybe pay a little bit extra to travel in their own cart or have somebody in the back seat only. I mean, you just can't just sit there and take away people's rights because of the coronavirus. We're sure he's shown great responsibility. We still have to live. It's amazing. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. You can pre-order Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers. It's come out on paperback May 14th. And that's where you can communicate with us. Just hit on contact. I'll get your email. I'll try to read them on the show. Don't move.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.